eager to hear what you guys have been up to. And when Lawrence logs on within 15 minutes or so, he said, we will hear what's going on over there. But Bambi, you mentioned that you had been with him, and so has Mary, and so has Patty, as far as I understand. So,
me too, Carl Morton.
Yes,
yes.
That's right.
Yes. I was there. Absolutely.
Yeah. So why don't you pick it up, man? And
okay. Oh God, I would be blessed to give you guys a huge update. So,
thank you.
Let's just start from the very beginning. Last week, when Ted and I we left our neighborhood. But we forgot, guys, it was Memorial Day weekend, which is a big kickoff, the summer day weekend type of thing. And usually the traffic is just horrific. I mean, you know, they were telling us it was over an hour and a half, close to 2 hours to get down to Denver to catch our flight. So, you know what we did? We just totally forgot it about it. So as we motored on down the road, you guys, I've never seen the traffic be so nice. I mean, there was nothing up there. But, again, our lovely weather this time of year, it started snowing on us. And I'm like, oh, God, I know for certainly it will not snow on us in South Carolina. It will not. So we got to the airport, and Ted loves to be everywhere early. So we're there really early. But that's okay. We can hang out. And as we hang out, we had the last flight out that night, and it was supposed to leave at 10 o'clock, and they start pushing it back because of weather, and then, you know, on and on and on. And you know what? It's okay. It's okay. It's no big deal. We know we're going to get there. It's so cool. God is so big. We got on the very last flight that got out of there that night, and it was so foggy while we watched for our airplane to come in. We couldn't even see it pull up to the terminal. So they did an amazing job of the turnaround. I mean, they got people off that plane and us back on. Really, honestly, it was within 20 minutes because they knew they had to get us out or else we weren't going to get out. So we were probably about 3 hours behind time. We kind of thought we would miss our flight out of Charlotte because we scheduled to get to Charlotte on into South Carolina way before everybody else did so we could bless everybody. But you know what? It didn't work out. And when we tried to rebook our flights, in Charlotte, they're like, oh, and they were so kind to us. They were really, really great. But they're like, you know, we only have one seat. And we looked at each other and was like, no, we'll take the later flight. Oh, this is so big, guys. The agent took us up to another person and she said, they're willing to wait for the next flight. She said, give them vouchers. And she said, oh, so cool. Give them the maximum voucher. We more than doubled back from the airlines for what we paid for our tickets to get there. I mean, it was tremendous. And so when they did that, you know, they gave it to Ted and I said, do I get one too? That's exactly what I said. She's like, oh, absolutely. And these vouchers were really honestly something I could have never expected. It's doubled, if not tripled, what we paid for our flight there. So God took care of that part. That was the beginning. Then we picked up our van in, South Carolina. And now we're pushing time, but we know we're going to make it. And the van was beautiful, absolutely beautiful. We booked this van on we booked it on Hopper. We've never done anything like that. We've always gone directly to the company. But the company was like twice, you know, like through Enterprise. It was twice the amount of booking it through Hopper. So we went ahead and took it. I'm like, oh, I'm kind of leery. I don't know if this is going to work, God. But it was perfect. It was through Enterprise. It was absolutely perfect. The van was everything we could have imagined and then some. So when we left to pull up, you know, to check out, Ted asked, how much would it cost for me to be on as a driver? And they're like, nothing. If you know, her name is on the lease, it doesn't cost you anything. And then he asked how much it was going to cost us to bring it back later, because that's what we did yesterday. And it was like a whopping $20. So the van came in at half the price that we initially looked at it at. So, you know, this is each time. And like Publix, when we discovered Publix, is, you know, we were so blessed and so honored to feed everybody, and how it just continued to multiply. And it wasn't, you know, guys, it wasn't so much, it was thrilling to do the physical food, but the spiritual food of getting to get together with you guys, it's such a tremendous blessing. I mean, such a tremendous blessing. And our son is just, oh, so grateful to have been able to bless us with this house. And it was a beautiful home, plenty of room for everybody. It was brand new. And of course, it's like a bachelor pad. There wasn't a whole bunch of stuff there, but there was enough. There was enough bedding. There was enough. And we just got so blessed. I mean, it took me a little while. It's still happening, because we didn't get home till 4 o'clock last night. I have to share that story with you. So
you lost your hand.
Yep, lost you.
Highway road.
And, there you go. There
you guys, yep, yeah, there. There was a horrific accident yesterday. It was two semi, 5 cars, and the high. You know, 10 o'clock tomorrow. And it happened.
Oops.
Uh-oh, we lost her.
We lost her. Yes, we did, didn't we? Yeah, so probably was a bad line or something. So, but she will be back. So, who can we ask in the meantime? Patty, I can see your smiling face in my left corner, top corner.
Muted myself too.
Pardon?
I unmuted myself too.
You did, didn't you? So yes. Please, if you like.
We were there. We also had a situation at the end of the trip. We flew from North Carolina to Seattle, Washington. And the plane, what happened to us was really interesting. The plane arrived and then stayed in the parking lot, or whatever you want to say. It wouldn't go into the landing place so we could get out. So for about a half hour, it was playing around. And then we got a notification that our plane was boarding, the one we had to transfer onto, and we're still in the parking lot of the airport. And this is how God actually worked. We got in there, and they told us you got to run, and they let us out of the plane as fast as they could. But we're still running to catch the next plane, and the next plane is literally the last plane out of Seattle to Eugene. And Celerina was with us, and Ethel and I were on the same plane together, and maybe a couple other people. But the true blessing is that we got out. I ran to talk to the when we got to the place over there, I talked to the pilot of the plane that was getting ready to go. And he said he would wait. But he also, you know, delayed things, just went to do his business. And then, you know, he wasn't going to wait forever. If he knew for sure we were coming, he was definitely going to wait for us. But we didn't have notification yet if Celerina was going to be able to get out of the plane. So if for some reason we weren't able to catch that plane and go home, we would have been stuck for, who knows, another day in Seattle. we wouldn't have never been able to get home. And then that's when things get really serious. And we prayed. I know that we all prayed to get connected correctly. But when it came to this point, everybody started moving in the airline and the airport. Everybody ran to get Celerina out of the other plane. And in order to get her out of the plane, they need to take, you know, carts and everything else. So it's not a simple matter to get her out of the back of the plane and to the next plane. But once the airline pilot knew we had connected and that everything was coming, he waited for us. He said, good. And he looked at me directly and he said, good. And then he was really sweet. He made sure we got there correctly. He followed us when we got back to Eugene to make sure that Celerina got off the plane correctly. He was right on top of it, that the pilot was very, very helpful and made sure that we got the plane to go home. So we are super blessed we got home. But that's just one thing, and that's just one instance. When we travel, things do get challenging sometimes, but we need to pay attention to what is going on so we can do what God tells us to do. And literally that's what I did, because when I realized that I waited outside the plane there for a little bit to see if they were going to come, Ethel and Celerina, and I realized they weren't showing up anytime soon, I literally ran to the next plane to make sure that they knew we were coming. And that's when I started making some noise. And that's when the pilot paid attention to me, because I was making noise. And that's my message, actually, is we have to pay attention to what God wants us to do and do it right away as quick as you can. And sometimes you have to make noise. Sometimes you have to say, hey, this is what's actually going on and we need to have some assistance here. And God protected us, took very good care of us, made sure we got the plane. I call it the last plane out of Seattle to Eugene. And literally there is no other plane till the next day there. So the pilot took a chance and literally waited a half hour. That's a long time for a plane anywhere to wait for, you know, passengers to come. So the Alaskan Airlines did a good job, but they also had a lot of really good people there that jumped to it and made things happen. So there was a lot of people that made it happen, but Celerina got home. And that's the most important thing. Celerina got home and I got home and got safely. And then Ross, the gentleman that picked us up from the airport, took me to Patty Finch's house because that's where I was staying. And Celerina and Ethel went home to their little home. And I was blessed to come back home yesterday. So I've just gotten home, actually. But the other thing I wanted to share was I had the best. Literally, I don't eat McDonald's hamburgers ever. It's not even in my repertoire. It's not my food. But I was hungry and I said, oh, well, let's give it a try. So I went over there and I ordered a double something. Anyway, it was really good. It was a double thick hamburger, something like that. Anyway, it was really good. I never liked those things, but yesterday it tasted great and I went home and I got home and I'm safe and happy. But I learned a lot, from being with everybody. We were together. Somebody said something about being together so long that we get irritated with each other's habits and stuff. Cause everybody's got a habit that's going to bug you if you don't forgive it or forget it. But we were together and we learned to love each other through and with everything. And God worked in every single person there to do what was needed to do and to bless each other. So that was our purpose, was to come together and be fully blessed. And, I'm sure there's things that we're going to learn over time that come as a result of the time we spent together. But right now, I'm sure we're all just kind of getting our patterns back and getting our water drunk and making sure that we're, you know, safe and happy at home. But that time together will always be a memory, a good one. So bless you all. Thank you for all of your friendships. I appreciate every one of you. I got to hug you and say hello to everybody that was there. So that's my bless you. Happy to be home. Happy to be home, but happy I got a chance to be together with everybody. So I'm done.
Thank you, Patty. Thank you. That's beautiful.
Oh, also, Carl, yeah. I met a friend of yours.
I did.
Judy Collins. Judy, my friend Judy. I got to spend time with Judy. It was a blessing.
Wonderful. Well, I'm happy for both of you.
Yeah, she's great. I love her pieces.
Yeah, Judy lived in Norway for a short period of time. And, returned back to the U.S. and,
I got to spend with her. I got to spend a whole week with her, Carl.
Wow. Can you imagine?
I know. Can you
imagine? Oh, that's good. That's good. I'm glad. Happy for you.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. When you told us this story with the flight, your flight situation, that God really pulled through and made you that second flight.
Yeah, because it's wisdom too, because you don't know sometimes in those situations, and I'm sure you have that situation as well, is that you don't know sometimes what to do when it's an emergency like that, because it is an emergency. You don't catch your flight, that's a big emergency.
Yeah.
That is. And so, at first I hesitated, I wasn't sure what to do, and I went, okay, what do I do? And then I literally ran to the, literally ran. It's not a short run either, to the next place we need to get. And so but the lesson I got from that actually is to really pay attention.
Mm.
Yeah. Pay attention to what's going on and then ask God specifically what to do about it. And then act on it. Don't twiddle your little thumbs about it, but act on that thing.
That's it. Yeah. Not just sit there. It reminds me of a situation where I experienced myself when I was in I was in Ireland on a weekend in the world in Limerick years ago. And together with me were my two sons, Theodore and Carl Frederick. And we were there, had been there for 3-4 days, whatever, and we're heading home. And I had booked a taxi in the hotel to be picked up and taken to the railway station in Limerick for us to go by train to Dublin, which is straight across the continent of Ireland, and then fly off. So we were sitting or standing in the reception waiting for the taxi to come, but it never showed up. So I was pacing the floor and praying for some solution to this, and I went outside, and I met the guy, and he said taxis might not come, they are not really dependable. So he said, I can take you to the train station, and I said, but we are in a hurry because so and so, we were running late, real late. And he said, I know some shortcuts, and because he was a local guy. And so the three of us got into the cab, or not the cab, to this private person's car. And he took us to the railway station, and we waved. He pointed us in a direction to run. And as we were running towards we had the tickets, so we didn't have to buy them. It was return tickets from when we arrived. And as we're coming to the tracks of the railway, something that we don't experience back in Norway is that they close the tracks so that you can't access the tracks to enter the trains. So, and in this situation, they had closed the tracks so that we couldn't go out on the, what do you call it, between the two tracks where the trains are on the, whatever it's called, when you go off the train, you get onto the platform.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they closed the platform. So we saw the train standing there, ready to go, and we were a couple of minutes before departure time, and it was that close. And there were two guys there, one with a flute and one with a green flag. And the guy with the flute, he blew the flute, and the guy with the flag, he waved the flag, but the train stood still. And they repeated it twice, Nothing happened. And I said, this train ain't moving before we are on board. And he looked at me like, you funny person. So he blew the flute and we waved again. And I said, this train ain't moving before we are on board. And he said, who are you? And I said, I'm a man of God. And we are going to be on board because we need to make our flight in Dublin. And he said, okay, you run for this then. And we did. And I helped the kids on board, both of them. And as they were on board the train, and as I was getting off the platform onto the train, it started to move. So God is in business, and he does funny things for you to bless you and to really show that he's alive and willing and able to do whatever it needs for us to be blessed. So, yeah, I recognize that situation when you told us yours, right? And it really made me think about my experience in Limerick many years ago after that weekend in the Word, heading homewards. So, yeah, thank you for reminding me. God is wonderful. And now we have a smiling person on board. It's a real Lawrence tour. So, and I don't know your schedule, Lawrence, but would you like to share something with us, or do you want to
ask me next?
Call you next.
Have you started?
We just started.
Oh no, you haven't started yet. Yeah, just carry on as you're led, but don't ask me first.
All right. Okay, we have. Maybe I should ask Jason. Jason, are you there, brother?
No, I'm not here at the moment, but if you'd like to leave a message, that would be great.
Thank you.
Sorry, I couldn't resist that. You got to have a bit of humour sometimes, I think. yeah, thank you for asking me, Carl Morton, and God bless everyone. In the wonderful name of Jesus Christ, and many beautiful people on here. Oh man, I need darker glasses because you're shining so bright, it's unreal. And that's the thing. You see, we're believers, right? So every time we step out in faith, and we've heard a few things tonight already, and that was great about the training with Carl Morton. We've heard a few things how God's been working with people, with Patty McHugh, and with all you guys in America, actually, that have met up. And I know he's been doing great things, because he said he was going to, and God doesn't lie. So my heart's been excited for all of you, very excited. But basically, when we step out in faith, and it's not just every now and then, it's a daily lifestyle for us to step out in faith and believe in. And we remember how Jesus Christ went, we remember how the apostles moved. They didn't let anything faze them. And because of that, they shone out so bright that God was able to bring the people to them. God knew they would speak by the Spirit to those people. God knew, because these guys were speaking in tongues. They were honoring God with their substance. They were connecting. They were speaking by the Spirit of God. You know, imagine Peter and John. I wonder if they planned their days or not. Or if they just, hey, John, I got an idea. Yeah, what's that, Peter? What's on your heart? Maybe we should go to the temple. Yeah, it's on my heart too, Peter. Let's go. Oh, temple. About the beautiful gates. Yeah, that's on my heart. You know, I wonder if that's how the scenario played out. Really, that was God working in both of them, confirming to them, this is what I want you to do. Or maybe God showed them in some way. And they're like, hey, we need to do this. And they're walking along. There's no accidents. Right, with God, there are no accidents. We hear all the time, I did that by accident. Yeah, there's no accidents. There's always a reason for everything done. And you know, because they were led by the Spirit of God, because they were doing all the fundamental things, this guy that sat begging there, that was crippled from birth, was now of age. He was a man. He was 30. He was a man. And, The timing before that wouldn't have been right. Only God knew why. But the timing at that time, at that moment, these guys would walk past him maybe hundreds of times in their lives. Maybe Jesus Christ did. But it was that specific moment that God wanted those two guys to go that way specifically. So when this guy asked for alms, asked for money or goods or whatever, there's a whole line of poor people there. They stopped at that one person. And Peter fastened his eyes on him and said, "We've got no money, but in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, such as I have, I will give you. Rise up and walk." And they took a hand each, lifted the guy up, and he had strength in his legs straight away. They didn't mess around thinking, "Oh, we better pray about this." They didn't. They just acted straight away. And that's led by the Spirit of God in light of healing somebody. It was God that did the healing. They just did the speaking and the lifting up of the guy onto his feet. And there he goes, leaping and praising God in front of however many people were there. There was a lot of people there. And then everybody's looking at Peter and John. "Wow, what did you do?" And what did Peter and John say? "Yeah, we're still on. Look what we did." They didn't. They said, "What are you looking at us for?" "Yes, we did some great thing. We didn't. God did. It's God that did this. And through his son, Jesus Christ," that they would have been given the glory the right way. But it would have been so easy for them to take all the glory and all the pats and praise and accolades. But they didn't. They didn't want it. Because they knew the same as we know. We were born into sin and we grew up sinners. And whatever point we became born again at, for some of us, we learned, for some people have learned, the truth from a young age, and some haven't. Some it took years, a long time before they found out the truth. Even if they were born again already, some may have been born again without realizing it. Some may not have been born again at that point. So then we came to the realization we were dead in sins, but now we're alive in Christ Jesus. And it's funny because there's a lot of comparisons in this world that we can line this up to. And one good example I heard years ago was a guy that was brought up in Freemasonry. He said, I could levitate some 10 feet into the air. I had this special power and I had these other special powers. And, you know, he went into these, he worked at a corporation where there were think tanks and they all bing, bang, bong, hear from Satan, all that stuff. And they've got these special gifts and things. He said, but I realized, you know, when he found out who God was and who Jesus Christ was and what the Bible was, he'd never known before. He was kept away from all. And he made Jesus Christ his Lord. He realized the power. He said, the power I had before was just empty. It was dead. There was nothing in it. He said, but now I've got will. And he knows that it's a living power, a living energy within him. And this is what we've got in Christ Jesus, because we made Jesus Christ our Lord and we confessed him as Lord and we believed that God raised him up from the dead. What message are we giving to people when we're in front of people, when people are in front of us? So I was chatting to a guy the other day. I get on well with security guards for some reason now in supermarkets. Every time I walk in, they're saying hi to me, I'm saying hi to them. Some of them know I'm a believer. Not all of them are Christian, some are Muslim. But am I afraid to share the gospel? No. Not a chance, because it's their life. That's a human life that's at stake. And got chatting to this guy the other day. In fact, with this guy, our first meeting was a confrontation. And he was over the top towards me in the shop. I wanted to look anybody. And this guy's the shoplifter, he's had the manager. And I'm thinking, what did you say to me? What did you just say? You better be ready to back that up. I confronted him to his face. And he was still trying to get too close. And I said, you move back, give me space. Because why? I'm a child of God. How dare you? how dare you do that to a child of God? But then when he realized he'd made a big blunder, he apologized a couple of times and walked away. I spoke to him later on and made everything right with him, shook his hand and just blessed him basically afterwards. So that the situation wasn't left hanging in the air, and he realizes, okay, this guy's okay. And every time we chit-chat here and there, and then I just shared him the other day, he said he's got type 2 diabetes. I said, you know what? There's certain fruits you can have that are good for that. And I'm starting to name these fruits according to what I've been learning. And then I said, of course, you can mix that with faith as well. I said, Jesus Christ gave his life for you, man. He really did, so you could have that healing. So I'm telling a Muslim about this. He said, yeah, well, that's great. And he wasn't refusing. He was very good, actually. But he said, we don't believe Jesus is the Son of God. I said, I know, but you know, you can't tell God that you can't have children. I wouldn't dare tell God you can't have children. Who am I to tell God that? I put it in that context with him. He kind of clicked. I think he clicked on when I said it, that really that's telling God what he can and cannot do. So it throws things in a different perspective when people get that come to them. But I didn't think of what I was going to say. I just started sharing. I don't know. And you know, when I've shared with somebody, okay, Lord, that's in your hands. Move on. If someone wants to know, they can come and find out more. If not, I'm not going to mess around. I'm just going to keep moving. I was out working today and had a phone call, and I couldn't tell who it was ringing me, but the phone was in my pocket and I'm halfway through my work. I'm thinking it's going to have to wait. Normally, if it's somebody in particular, I hear the name spoken. The phone speaks the name out, but I didn't hear anything. So I thought, well, I don't know who that is, so I'm just going to keep on going. It can't be anything important. So I finished my day, got on my way, came back here. And I checked the phone at one point. I thought, Mum, yeah, normally it's something this silly if she's trying to ring me. So, she could always catch up with me at another time on that. So I came in the house, and I'm getting my flask for the coffee and saying hi to Mom. And he says, I was trying to ring you. My Uncle Dave, he's down south of the country. He's in a care home. And apparently he's had a couple of bad turns recently. Yeah. And he may not have looked very long left. Of course, I'm there trying to get ready for fellowship tonight. Right. A guy came up to Jesus Christ and said, I will follow you, but first let me go and bury my father. And Jesus said, oh, yeah. Guys, stop what we're doing. We're good. We'll come to the funeral. Or we'll wait here. And when you're done, yeah. So, God, we've got to put you on hold a minute. He didn't. He said, let the bed bury their dead. Sounds very harsh. But that's what his answer was. And he moved. He carried on moving. And he said, you know, anyone putting their hands to the plow and looking back isn't worthy. And a lot of people think that sounds harsh. But you've got to think where the life is. The life is in Christ Jesus. Outside of that, there isn't any. So I'm taking this on board. The people in the care home are saying he might not have very long left. I'm thinking, right, okay. I got to do this. I got to get the fellowship. Not because I don't care, because I do care. But I know I have to keep my faith strong. Right? And if someone wants to try and pull me away from the things of God, they're going to have a wind come in their face, basically. Sorry, but you've got no chance. Because this fellowship here is where God is blessing. This fellowship here is where the encouragement, sound doctrine is coming through us to communicate with other people. And if people are against us, then okay, they were against Jesus Christ. No servant is above his master, right? Our Lord said that. The guys we read about in the scriptures carried on going, right? We know Lawrence and Kim keep going through thick and through thin, no matter what's going on, right? Great examples. And I can testify to something Lawrence has shared on before, even when his mother passed away, fell asleep, because we're going to see her again. And I knew her very well as well. We still did fellowship that night, that very day, because the things of God have to come first. Everything else we go to God with. So on my way to getting myself set up in the fellowship, I said, Father, I don't know if there's anything to be done for him, Father. It's in your hands. If you want me to go, you'll have to send me. Or if there's another way, Father, then you make that other way, but it's in your hands. But I know I'm doing this right now. It has to be that way. Otherwise, the enemy can ride in on our feelings and emotions and use that against us to pull us down. And if we allow that to happen, then where's the gospel going to go? What's going to happen to the gospel? What's going to happen to the sound doctrine? How many laborers are going to get at it? So, not to try and put a negative tone on this, to put a positive note on it, actually, because it's in God's, and he's fully capable of dealing with a situation that I'm not capable of dealing with. I'm only capable of, and I'm hundreds of miles away. I'm only capable of being here doing what I know I should be doing. Something in my heart differently to that thing. Okay, Father, give me the details. Okay. And then that's left by the Spirit of them. So it's amazing what potential we've got within us. Even Carl Morton, a train's moving. I love that. And I remember George Mueller was on a ship going to, I think he was going to America, and he was going there to share with people what God was doing and to encourage people, like we're doing here, encouraging people. And this is back a couple of centuries ago when ships weren't what they are today. And a thick fog came up, so the ship stopped. So George asked the captain, what are we stopping for? He said, the fog's too thick, we can't keep going. We don't know where we're going. George Mueller's response to that was, I got an appointment with the Lord and I'm not going to be late. He said, we're going to pray. And the captain started to pray. He said, not you, you don't know how to pray. He said, and George Mueller prayed. And as soon as they came up onto the deck of the ship, the fog was gone. Just like Carl Martin with the train. Amazing, right? So they started the ship up again, carried on going. I have an auntie that happened before as well in Weymouth. I was actually down there. Her friend was coming up to see me about ministering healing to her. But she was scared of the fog coming in over the ocean. So she came up literally. She said, I've got to go there because before the fog gets in, she said. And I said to my auntie about George Mueller. She said, oh, yeah. And this woman got back to her house, phoned my auntie up and said the fog was clear. And my auntie told me, I said, well, I didn't pray for it. She said, no, I did. I'm like, oh, brilliant. Someone else, that's someone else who's just heard about our authority in Christ. And they're doing it straight away and getting the result. Think however much Bible we can know or how much religion we can know makes no difference. It's where our faith is. And if we're prepared to step out in that faith, we hear it. But are we hearers of the word, or are we hearers and doers of what we hear? And we all know to speak in tongues. We all know to speak in tongues. Yeah, some of us are doing at least an hour a day speaking in tongues. There's other things we've got to do as well in our day. So we go to God with that. Help me with this. And he helps us with it. But the first priority is God. I say some of us because I don't know, and it's not my business really what anybody else is doing either. I only know that my business is what I've got to take care of. So as long as I'm taking care of what I know I can take care of. And speaking in tongues is first. And it's funny, I was getting some funny old dreams. In fact, I was in my dreams, there was Lawrence on an airplane or something on there. I was there as well. And we were doing some details on a flight or something. There was some kind of problem somewhere, but it all got smoothed out somehow, I think. And then I woke up speaking in tongues. It was quite crazy. Like natural, just naturally flowing out. And it's amazing because, you know, there are sometimes there's challenges and we've got to push ourselves to it. But other times it's like, bang, it's just right there anyway. And, you know, the times when it's challenging, we push in more. We keep pushing in more. And it's like the apostles rowing in the boat to get to this, to Jesus Christ on the other side of the lake. And, you know, the weather was crazy. The waves were a bit like crazy. Rowing and kept rowing. If they didn't come up, they would have got to the other side. And they didn't give up, so they made it to the other side. And it's a good analogy for us in life, in our life situations, that we do return to what the world is saying, or do we continue with what God is saying? And then the speaking in tongues through the day as we're going through. It's done. Money comes in. Okay, Father, let's do it. Time to honor the God of my substance and first fruits of my increase. Yay! Seeds to sow. I'm going to reap back for. And reaping can be in any area of life. We know this already. This stuff anyway, don't we? So, that's what's in my heart right now to share. I didn't really know what I was going to be sharing on. And since we've heard a snippet about walking by the Holy Spirit tonight by a few people now, it's great. And, you know, I'm just really looking forward greatly to hearing what everybody else is going to be sharing on and whatever God's putting in the hearts of everybody else. So thank you very much for asking me to share, Carl Martin, and thank you everyone else for listening. I love you all very much. God bless you.
God bless you too, Jason, and thank you so much. And it's wonderful to sit here thinking of this place actually is the best place, this side of the return of Christ. When can you imagine any other place which is better than the fellowship? I can't think of any. So I would like to stay in Bristol, actually. I would like to ask Kim, our dearest Kim, are you available or are your dogs keeping you active?
God bless you. Yeah, it takes me a while to get that swiping and pressing buttons. They're all doing very well, Con Morton. It's been very busy, very hectic. I don't even know if you can actually see them. I don't know if it comes out. But no.
Oh, look at that. Oh. Oh, they're growing, aren't they? My goodness.
Starting to walk and they bark. But, you know, it was, obviously God wanted to keep me busy while Lawrence was away. Again, it was never planned for us to have puppies. I do know that there's profit in everything when it's of God. And even though I didn't sleep very much and I was monitoring the dogs constantly, we still ended up with puppies. So, you know, it's kept me busy for the 2 weeks he's been away. And I know tomorrow he will be leaving and getting his flight, and he will be home on Saturday morning very early, I think, about 7 a.m. So, but we're very excited, all of us here, to have him home. And he shared quite a few bits and how wonderful it's been, the fellowship that they've had together and the one-on-ones and, you know, just having that face-to-face. You know, it's great that we can actually have the opportunity to come together. And like you said, Carl Morton, there's no better place to be than in a fellowship. because we're still waiting on Christ returning. But, you know, Zoom is fantastic. It's a real blessing that we got the opportunity that we can get together, whether it be on a Thursday or whether it be on the monthly leaders meeting, and we can see one another, we can share, we can encourage. But, you know, that face to face and being able to, you know, share your hearts with a person that you can see right in front of you, you know, it has a big impact. You get to see the pure heart, that, you know, how that light of Christ is shining through, and that, you know, sharing your heart, getting encouragement. You know, the Word of God says that iron sharpeneth iron. We need it. You know, we're not lone rangers. We're in this as a family of God, and that we can encourage each other and lift each other higher than ourselves. You know, we esteem one another, so that, you know, not one person is better than the other, because in God's eyes, we're all equal. Whether you run a fellowship or not, whether you don't speak in tongues or not, whether you don't pray enough, whatever, you know, God still loves us, and he sent his only begotten son for us. You know, so the Word of God says that the laborers are few, and they really are. Those that are really going to want to devote their lives to the living God, they are few. Some people use it as a hobby. Some people use it, you know, when they're in need. But having that lifestyle where you solely rely on God in everything that you do, that you don't try to do it in your own strength, that, you know, and some people say, well, how do you know it's God talking to you? You know, this comes with practice. And, you know, like it says, that nothing pleases God more than faith. Having that faith and that relationship with God, you'll start to recognize when God's leading and guiding you, when he's showing you, right? We can encourage one another, yes, but we don't go leading people. God does the leading. We do the encouraging. But if somebody says, well, you know, can you help me? Yes, we can. We can encourage one another. You know, we can believe the words that we are speaking are from God, not something that we're just made up in our minds and thought, well, I'll just tell them this. And, you know, I've shared a couple of times that, you know, we can do a lot by our senses. Some things are pure common sense. You know, we don't have to wait for God to tell us not to jump off the bridge. We don't have to wait for God to tell us to cross the road, you know, but in the more spiritual things is when we allow God to show us and to reveal himself to us, that the more we do the spiritual, the more we'll recognize when God's showing us and leading us. And so I know Lawrence has had a wonderful time. He's real blessed. And, you know, he's been watching the puppies from afar, which is just typical of Lawrence. You know, he's very happy to see them on a video. Oh, they're doing well, love. Oh, haven't they got big? Oh, yeah, I can't wait to get home, and I know what it'll be. He'll spend about 2 minutes, and then off he'll go. Off he'll go. But, you know, it's kept me busy, and it's kept me blessed. And, you know, just watching them from day one when they were born, and how Willow just knew. And then gradually, as they've got, you know, they're 3 weeks today, actually. The first one was born at 22 minutes past six, and we are now 8:05. But 3 weeks today. And, you know, just watching them daily, just how things change and how they start to be awake a little more, and their eyes have opened, and now they're starting to find their feet. They're still feeding from their mum. We've got about another week or so before we can start trying to wean them onto puppy food. But, you know, I don't want to rush the process. I'm really enjoying it, actually, even though it's very tiring. You know, and they solely rely on me and Willow, and Willow relies on me to feed her. So, you know, it's been a great bond here. Rocky's done a fantastic job of playing guard. And, he sleeps by the living room door and just wouldn't, I don't think he'd allow anybody through that door at night. But, how they know to do this, right? It's not like a dog sits down and reads a book. And I was sharing, I was talking with Amber, you know, and she was saying like, you know, women used to they used to go out into the jungle, find a tree and they'd bear themselves against a tree and give birth. And then carry the baby back to the village. Like we are so conditioned by the world now. It's unbelievable. Google, you want to know something? Everybody Googles. You want to research something? Google it. How about asking God to show you? You know, sometimes we fill our minds with too much of the senses rubbish. And instead of really letting that spirit lead us and guide us. You know, that we shouldn't be governed by a person or by the world. We should be governed by God. And he gave us Jesus Christ that we have Holy Spirit in us. We can speak in tongues. We can have direct communication with the living God. We can live that life which is more than abundant. That spirit can, his God spirit can energize our spirit. That we don't need to be leaning on the world. We should be leaning on God and allowing him to show us. So, you know, it's very easy sometimes to be led by the world and all technology and everything nowadays. But, you know, if that was to collapse, you know, if all your eggs are in one basket, it's going to go down with the ship. Whereas if we put our eggs in the basket of Holy Spirit and allowing God to show us, we ain't going down. In fact, if anything, we're going up. And what a glorious day that'll be. So, you know, it's been a wonderful time. I'm really looking forward to Lawrence coming home on Saturday. And I just pray for his safe flight tomorrow. But, you know, he's doing what he loves to do. And that blesses me that he gets to walk by that spirit to share and encourage God's people. And God has placed him in the body where it pleases him. And as Lawrence says, here I am, Lord, send me. And he will go. And he will speak for God. He doesn't, now he won't be a bit concerned. Oh, should I say that? Oh, I can't say that. He just speaks. You know, and the best way truly is the best way. You just speak with all boldness, with no fear. It's not us that makes the decisions. God makes the decisions. So you just speak and allow God to give you those holy words, the heavenly words to bring deliverance, to bring healing. It's not us doing it. We take ourselves out of the equation and we just remember that it's God that worketh in us both to will and do of his good pleasure. And so if people need ministering to, God will show you. If you need to speak to someone, God will show you. If you need to give someone a hug and let them know how much they're loved, God will show you. We don't take it and do it in our own strength. So I definitely need a hug and I can't wait for him to come in on Saturday. But I love you guys and I will stay around for a little while. But I think Lawrence saw me last night go through the clock every 2 hours. You can keep Willow in your prayer. She is doing really well now, but she had a little bit of mastitis. So if any women that have had children, I'm not expecting the men to understand, but she's got two mammary glands that are quite swollen and hard. So the vet put her on some antibiotics, but she is doing a lot better. But I have to monitor her when she feeds because they can't give her painkillers. Because it'll affect the puppies. And so we need to try and keep the puppies off of there just for a few days. So again, it's keeping me busy. And I'm just longing to be able to sleep for more than 5 hours. That is on my prayer list, that I get to sleep for more than 5 hours when Lawrence gets home. So I've got two more nights to go. And it's been, as of tonight, 21 nights on that sofa, I long for my bed, but I love you and I'll continue to listen until I start dozing off. So bless your hearts. And thank you for letting me share, Carl Morton.
Oh, thank you for sharing. And we'll keep Will in our prayers, definitely. And you too.
Yes.
Bless you too. And thank you so much. And all of our love to all the believers there. It's really wonderful to know that the body that we are a part of is so humongous big. And we are stretching all over the world. I mean, there are believers all over the world who are, imagine that, there's always somebody speaking in tongues. There's always somebody praying. There's always somebody praying and praising God all the time, 24 hours a day. 24/7. That's beautiful to think about. It really blesses me. So I would like to go to back to Bristol. I know that it's Becca is she has a busy schedule and probably want to get up early. So Rebecca, are you there? Do you have anything on your heart, Bex?
Hello, 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 hello. Thank you for asking me to share. God bless you.
Hello.
All in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. And today is certainly a really wonderful day, and I'm just so thankful, thankful for God, thankful for the path and journey that he takes each and every one of us on. And every day is definitely a new day to really praise him and thank him for the life that each of us live, because when we look back, we can surely see how God has truly worked. He's worked such miracles within our lives. And the last couple of weeks, I've really just had some real deep conversations, some very, especially on my time with God. Like, I feel God is completely changing everything around me. He's changing me from the inside out, and just putting things within my path, even if it was a slight reminder, or it's, you know, you just something that I have prayed for personally, and God really shows up. I feel when you really truly have that heart and you're hungry for God, you're really hungry for the need of what this life requires, you know, what God wants from us and what we can do for him is so important that we don't go to the left. We don't, you know, be distracted off that. There are so many distractions, you know, social media, there is many different things around that we, if we focus there too much, then it can take our minds off in a direction that God doesn't want it to. I made the decision to come off all social media for a while just because I feel, you know, that I sometimes recognize it can be distraction, and that's me being really honest. So, you know, if it's there and it becomes an issue, then take it away. You know, take away what isn't meant for you and can be distracting you from the path that God has set you on. And because God wants us happy and joyful every day, he wants us really steadfast in what we're doing. He wants us to ensure that we're making our decisions with him. That, you know, because of the world we live in right now, and the things, there can be so much misinformation. It can sound great. You can hear things, but is it of God? Is that actually what you are learning, the sound doctrine? And it is so important, because the last 5 years we have certainly had the sound doctrine that is really ensured that our lives have, there's been little miracles in each and every one of our lives. And my life has completely changed, completely transformed. And the people that I also know, I see the way that their lives have changed, how God prospers each and every one of us when we go to him, when we honor him, when we have that true heart for him and honor him with our substance, you know, when we're really speaking the truth in love, when we're ensuring that what we are doing and what we are speaking is of God, that we're not being taken off by other directions, that we're really listening with intent and taking that in and moving forward with it. And it, you know, with the world that currently we do, which there is so many distractions, as I say, that really getting that alone time and sitting with God is so very important. It's so pinnacle for our walk of what we're doing, you know, what we're putting in, what we're putting inside is what is going to come out of our hearts. What's within our minds is what's going to come out of our heart, you know. So it's important to feed your mind with that right information. It's important to really understand the path that God has for you. And with the, you know, with what God has for each and every one of us and each and every one of our journeys can be so different, you know, so different. My path to someone else's path can look different, but it's about the choices we make. It's whether we're choosing to really live by God and be led by God or be led by ourselves, because God really wants to lead us and to guide us. But are we allowing him? Are we taking our own selves out and saying, okay, I don't want to make no more decisions of myself. I want to ensure that decisions that I'm making for myself, for my family, for my children are led by you. And why is this? Why are we, and really sitting down and asking ourselves, why are we doing the things that we're doing? You know, why do we speak in tongues? Why are we honoring God? Why are we, why do we connect? Why are we praying? You know, why are we praying for the laborers? And really asking yourself these questions and then really sitting with God and really understanding the depth of it, understanding the depth of what he has for us. And yes, we're not going to know everything, because we do, we see as God sees, but not as much. You know, it's like we see through a glass darkly, but he wants us to see as much as we're able to see. But it's all down to that hunger. It's all down to what you want. What do you want within your life? What do you want within, you know, what do you want your daily life to look like? What do you want your next year, your next 5 years to look like? And really going back, we're halfway through this year. And really, if you haven't sat and written your visions and goals, you know, if that could be for any reason, that really could, then actually sit with God and ask him, what is your vision for me in the next, you know, the next 6 months of this year? Because we're halfway through the year, and it seems that where is already that year gone, and the years are going so quick and the time is going quick. And God wants us to be fully for him and fully focused with him, ensuring that we're putting our all and our all effort into him. I'm in a very great position and very thankful position. And the carnal Becky will try and would beforehand, even in the past couple of months, got distracted off the feeling like maybe I should be doing X, Y, and Z, when actually God has pulled me back and said, that's not your path, my girl. You know, and when we listen and we say, okay, well, you know, that at the minute I can't run. My son's starting school in September. And it feels, if I'm honest, it feels quite a strange time, because I'm like, right, what is my path? You know, we're in September. What am I going to be doing? And it's not that it's a negative. It's just like, God, what have you got for me? If I'm not going to do a circular job, then what do you want me to do? And it's really being humble and meek and taking that time for him and finding out, you know, finding the answers that you have within your heart, finding out what path he has for you, and really being dedicated in everything that he wants for you. And really taking your own thoughts out of it. And yes, it's tough. It is tough. Especially if you lead a busy life. And that's why it's so important to connect. Because especially, so for the ministers I see, I lead a busy life. And for the ministers that something that we may have missed, the one-on-ones and the connection, I feel is very important, because when we go to our minister and we want an answer and we haven't received it yet, then because the minister, that is what God has placed him to do, then he has much more, you know, time to sit, to pray, to do the things of God. And he will then be able to give us what we need for us to get the answer if we're not directly getting it from God at that point. And I've seen this very clear, that it's so important of everything that we're doing. Every little detail God has, and every detail he wants us to be free with. He wants to ensure that we're not being distracted here or distracted there, or we're actually learning each thing that God wants us to learn within life. And I feel like I say this on most of my sharings, is watch your time, watch what you're doing, watch what are you putting your effort into, and is it giving you life or is it giving you death? You know, it's the things that you are sowing into your life. Are they gonna bring life to you? Are the words you're speaking, are they bringing life to your body? Are they bringing life to the others around you? Are they, you know, agreeing with the carnal? Because we can each agree with the carnal so easily that our flesh is, you know, our flesh is weak. But it takes a discipline, a dedication to say, no, this isn't of God and this isn't what God wants me to say. So I'm really going to either be quiet, or I'm going to go and off and pray about it and get my answer from God and not listen to the carnal mind. And sometimes it can be difficult, but God will always humble you and bring you to a point of wisdom. He will bring you wise. And this is what I have been definitely learning this year, that, you know, if I did go to the left slightly, that actually he brings me back and is so loving. It's so subtle and it's so loving. And it's like, wow, okay, I didn't recognize that at all, but I now see. You know, I was blind, but then I seen. And there's many times that I have been blind to things, but God will let me see. And there's many things that we are yet to see, and it's exciting to see that God has such a wonderful life ahead of us, that when we grab hold of it, we can actually, you know, the last 5 years we've all had, you know, push forward. The next 5 years is gonna, you know, there's gonna be many people. We don't know what's around the corner, we really don't. But God does, and God sets each and every one of us up for success. And people are going to be in need for God. More people are going to be in need for God. More people are going to be searching for answers, because the world is getting darker. But the darker it gets, the brighter we can shine. We can give people what they need, because the word of God is light, and light dispels darkness. So when we are speaking and we're preaching, we're being disciplined and dedicated in what we're doing, then God can use us. But we need to have that real heart, that real true hunger and heart for him. Say, okay, Lord, I'm really gonna go, and I'm gonna walk the path that you've got me on, and let him change your life, because he surely can. So that's what I want to share this week, and God bless you.
And thank you, Becca. You are such an example. I love to listen to you and your sharings, and it's beautiful. You have come a long way, and you are an example, not only to us, but thinking about your kids. You are such a great, great example. Love you bunches. I like to
thank
stay.
Thank you. Thank you very much. God bless you.
And you look stunning. That's another thing.
Thank you.
I'd like to go stay in Bristol, actually, and go to Danny and Amber. Ask if you are available.
Yes, we sure are. God bless you, everyone.
God bless you, everyone.
So our camera's currently not working, but we'll go ahead and share. Thank you, Cromorton, for asking us to share and for leading such a great meeting. God has blessed each and every one of us greatly. And I felt so inspired watching all the videos and seeing the chat of your wonderful trip and hearing what God is doing for each and every one of you, the little testimonies. And it's just really great. It's just built my vision, because we know without a vision, then we wander aimlessly and we perish. We all need a vision. We all need desire. And to get our vision and desire and manifestation, it will take focus and passion and a heart. And we all on here got a heart for God. We all got a heart to serve God and love his people. And through that love, many will be saved and come to the knowledge of truth. And there are many people, like Becky said, that are going to desire. And as they desire, God's going to have the right person in front of them to speak those heavenly words, the truth that is going to bring transformation and growth and see people come from being depressed and sick and in poverty to health and abundance and joy. Because this is the power that we hold. We have the power within us, that Holy Spirit, to bring great deliverance to people. And the way we bring that deliverance is by continuing to look to God, continuing to stay focused, you know, stay consistent in the practices which we heard from Lawrence, and what we all know, which we've all know, is our fundamental basis to keep us hot and on fire. The honoring God was touched on again tonight. Again, if we want to see growth, if we want to continue moving steadfast, if we want to see those unexpected blessings, if we want to see the windows of heaven open upon us, then we need to honor God consistently, faithfully, with heart, with joy unto our God, unto our Father, who loved us so much that he gave his Son for us, that loved us so much that sent his Son to redeem us from death and to bring us into life, this everlasting. So we have great things ahead of us. We have great joy set before us. And like all of you who got together, that face-to-face fellowship is just so, it's just so great. It's beautiful. It's the family of God coming together, giving God glory. The family of God coming together, sharing testimonies, learning from one another. And you can all see the growth within the 5 years of us all being obedient and hearkening diligently unto the voice of the Lord our God. And how have we hearkened diligently unto him? By being consistent and faithful, by doing what he puts in our heart to do. So for me, walking by the Spirit, as you know, transformed my life, transformed my faith, and brought great excitement. I was never one to be a scholar or to read. I've read one book in my whole life, and that book was called From Witchcraft to Christ. And even though it's a very easy read, but I struggled to read it. So when it was back in the day, when it was, we got to read the scriptures, and I remember doing a class on Corinthians for like 3 or 4 days at Lawrence and Kim's, and I was very new, and I was so lost, and I was so like, I can't do this, like God hasn't chosen me. And, you know, then it brings doubt, it brings confusion. But God, through this way, through this right way, he encourages us, he shows us, even if you can't read, even if you feel like you're insignificant in the world, God has chosen us and he's filled us with that Holy Spirit, and that Spirit has power and authority. And God can navigate us all perfectly, just like a sat nav or like a map device that will take you to different locations. Sometimes these devices, they go into error. We hear things of people being taken into ditches or going down the wrong turns because their navigation system has failed. But our navigation system, our God Jehovah, will never fail us. He will never fail us. He will never leave us nor forsake us. He will always take us to where we will see great success and walk through great open doors. He will have us on the best adventure all the time. And so this is our God. This is our God who navigates us. He's our sat-nav. And when we walk by that spirit and we do what he puts in our heart and we do it heartedly, joyfully unto him, even if that's going to work or helping somebody, as we walk in love, as we continue to walk in love and walk in that grace, God shows us what we need to say, where we need to go, what we need to do. He truly does direct our steps. Look at all of you. He directed all of your steps to be in the same place at the same time, to have sweet fellowship. And through you guys getting together, that's built great vision and desire within all of our hearts, because it shows how God fits everything perfectly like a hand in a glove. Everything with God is smooth, is easy. It's not an uphill struggle. It's real smooth and easy, happyville. And I really seen that through the videos that came through with all you guys. The, you know, the happiness and the joyfulness on all your faces. It was just the light. We get to see each other. Bambi, you've really blessed me on that chat. Really blessed me, like brought great joy to my heart. You're a very funny lady and I love it. It's great. And so on that chat, Bambi put little screens of everyone and it just blessed me because we only see each other on the screen. And so for some of us, like me and Danny, we've never met face to face with most of you. So to see that face to face fellowship ordained and designed by God and it to run so smoothly, effortlessly. And I know you all have wonderful testimonies of what has happened. We've heard from Shelley, we've heard from Patty and Lawrence, and is obviously everyone else who shared, but those who were on the trip. And God just wants us to continue to have a great vision, guys. Don't let your vision dim down. Don't let the desire God's put in your heart dull down because you're not seeing anything right now. You know, those who faint not will reap. You know, if we faint not, we will reap. We don't want to be wary and well-doing. You know, we want to be happy and joyful, knowing that God is faithful, that God provides, that God has us in the palm of his hand, that God has the perfect plan for our life. And all we have to do is stay walking by his spirit, stay connected, stay really focused on the sound doctrine and the words that God wants us to hear. And when we catch those words for us as an individual that God wants us to hear, then something is planted within our heart. Then it starts to grow and then we see the fruit. Because those who walk by the Spirit of God will see much fruit. I've seen more fruit in the last 5 years than I've seen in the whole 37 years I've been alive. It's just a joy to walk with God. And yeah, some days are hard. Some days we don't understand things. Some days there are things that go on that are out of our control. But what are the perfect words to all of that? Let it go. Trust in God. And sometimes it is hard to trust in God in certain situations because we're programmed to try and figure things out and to do things. But God will direct us and show us what we need to do and where we need to be so that it will benefit us and it will bring fruit to those around us like it did with all of you on this trip. And so God will continue to throw out those unexpected blessings. He will continue to make all grace abound towards us like we are in his heavenly kingdom. We are his heavenly children. We are his ambassadors. And these aren't just words. You know, these are life and living, words of life that bring fruit. And that fruit is tasty and delicious and it's just exciting. So thank you all for letting us be such a great part of your fellowship and your time together. And we know that God would have spoke some wonderful words and we look forward to really seeing you all face to face and what God's going to continue to do with all of us over the next 6 months towards the end of this year and the beginning of next year. God has great works in store for each and every one of us. He's taken us from level to level, faith to faith. And as we're all consistent and steadfast, he just blows it out the bag in our life. We're like, wow. We are like, whoa, this is God. This is my dad. This is my Jehovah, and he will be whatever I need him to be. So I'm going to stay in the fast lane with God. And like Lawrence said, teamwork does make God's dream work. And together we are powerful. Together we're an army. Together we are a force to be reckoned with because we know who we are and we all know as he is, so are we in this world. So we're a great team, a great force, God's family, a family of love, So let's continue to stay happy. Let's continue to have great vision and desire. Let's not be weary. Let's not faint. Let's not dwell on any negative situations, but let's let things go. Focus on God, continue to fellowship, continue to do the things God puts in our heart to do, and continue to see the fruit of our labor because of what God's going to give and reveal to us. So that was on my heart to share, and I'm going to hand it to Danny. But it was really great to see all of you and, yeah, just all of your faces and to see your personalities shown through certain things, especially through the messaging. It's just been great. And Lawrence is glowing. Lawrence, I can see, has had such a great, wonderful time. He just looks cool all the time anyway, doesn't he? He's like a cool dude. But, yeah, it's just been great. I'm blessed. So here's Danny.
Oh, that's great. Awesome. Bless you. God bless you, everyone, in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. And that was fantastic, Amber, and everyone else. It's just great. This time of fellowship is really, really important for all of us. And God's really been showing me that and really showing me again, like with everyone sharing, just showing that, you know, when you have two like-minded believers, that's a good thing. That's a powerful thing. But when we're all like-minded, that's even more powerful. And that's where God wants us to be. God wants us to be continuing steadfast in that sound doctrine, you know, having the fellowship, breaking of bread, and really moving in that spirit, being led of that spirit. And that's what God has made available for us to enjoy and to be led of him and to rest. You know, like, it's really not figuring anything out in your own strength, but really going to God, and God will lead you in what to do. And when we do it like that, then we're blessed, like very happy. And so, like, for me, like, I'm very, very blessed and very, very thankful that God is moving greatly with us. Like, he's teaching us, he's opening doors, he's showing us who we are. And the more we stay here, like, we become, like, untouchable, because that's what we are spiritually. We're untouchable. Like, yes, things happen, but God will always turn it around for our good. And he has placed us on the right-hand side of him in his son, Jesus Christ. And so we have got great power through the words that we speak, you know, through the focus, through the way that we're thinking. You know, it's just so important. And that's why fellowship is just so important, because these little things that get tapped on each week, like, same, sometimes it may seem repetitive to some, but these are things are keeping us hot, are keeping us on track. And that's where we're going to hear God, because we will not hear God in our five senses, looking from our five senses. But when we have our mind on things above, we're able to be led. We're able to receive those heavenly fresh bread from God. Like, as when we come to fellowship, we're receiving fresh bread from God. And so our ears should be ready to receive, ready to take on board and to move, to put it straight into practice. And yeah, we're not perfect, but that's not what we focus on. We focus on that God is perfecting that Christ within us, that it's already done. We have everything. We just move with God. And it's just like, again, it's a relationship. Like, for me, like, if I do things, I'm just like, oh, sorry, God, like, let's get back on it. It's that simple. You don't even have to do that, but that's just me. Like, that's me with my Father. And, like, it's just so great, because God is working in us and he wants to bring us to that next level, but it takes humbleness and meekness. And that's why God has a godly order of having gift ministers to set the things in order, to bring, you know, the order of God, like, and it's very much so. Like, we see that example in India, there is an order, like, in the sense of, like, God is working in each person, but there's not chaos, there's not confusion, you know? So, like, as we know, God is not the author of confusion. And that helps me in my walk a lot, because when I get confused in my walk, I know it's not of God, like, because God ain't going to cause me confusion. So again, like having that time of prayer, speaking in tongues. Yeah, like that's been mentioned tonight about the speaking in tongues. And like, again, I heard someone said about the tongue, you know, like the tongue is the udder, is where are we allowing our tongue to take us through what we're saying? And it's so important that we're watching what comes out of our mouth. And, I've learned that massively through Dad, and just like how God given that word, you know, say what you want, not what you see. And it's just really, really fantastic. And we can really have just great effect with this. And, you know, I was like, God was like kind of working in my heart, you know, like that's why, again, the fellowship is just so important. God wants us to grow. You know, God wants us to expand. He wants us to have that outreach because, you know, when people see, you know, like a big group of people and like-minded, walking in love, it has a massive effect. I was just thinking, you know, like God was bringing back a remembrance of like many times, like me, my mum, my dad, and Amber, when we used to go to the camps, like in Germany and Finland, and we would go out and there was just like, there would be all of us there and we would have so much effect. Like I can remember like even times when there used to be me and the youth and we'd be out and just having that presence and having effect around people around us, like just being in the right place at the right time. And just like God really does open up the doors and he will lead us to those perfect place. And, you know, again, God's just given the vision and bringing it, like it's just really awesome. So again, like we can really move greatly. And again, it's just believing it, believing the words that we're receiving and putting them into practice with all your heart, not unto man, only unto God, like with your heart, and just look to love, look to serve. Again, like me and Amber were talking just like how blessed it is, like when we do see the end of believers, because like if they're believers, so it's like, it's okay, it's done. God, it's done. And the fact of the matter is, that is the fact. That is what faith is. That's what brings it into the manifestation, the, you know, that's what we want, right? And it's okay, God has done it, it's absolutely done. And it's that simple faith, like just like the Roman centurion, right? You just say the word Jesus and it's done. That simple. And you know, like I think the carnal mind makes it so complicated, and to me it brings it, highlights me, oh yeah, there we go, my own strength again. But it's good because you can grow and you can continue to build that relationship with God, because he is working in us. Even when we don't think he is, he really is. And he loves us. And that's why it's so important. Again, we can't be double-minded. We need to be sound-minded in what we're doing so that we can get the right direction, because the other voice will speak louder and it will take us off the course. So that's why we got to be on it. We got to be focused, ready to give, ready to serve, ready to receive also with humble and meekness of heart to do. And that's just from what, you know, again, just on my walk and just walking with Amber, doing the fellowship and, you know, like just seeing how God really does take care and just keep it. You just, what else are we going to do? Like just keep going after God, keep seeking him with all your heart, you know, seeking you will find, knock and the door will be open, ask and it shall be given to you. Like it's really true. I think Mum, you were sharing as well, you know, like how much is it that you want, you know, like, you know, we can all just say a prayer, but it's the desire, it's the seeking after God with that heart. Like even again with the honouring God, man, it's, that's with cheerfulness and with great love and faith of giving. Like, you know, like the woman with two mites, she give it. Like she give it. And that's the heart that we want to move in, you know. Again, we don't want to be doing anything, again, without that love of God. Because it's the love of God in manifestation that will really set people to walk with God. Because that's what it's about. We're here to reconnect people with God. You walk with God, have a relationship, go unto him, you know, in the name of Jesus Christ, go unto God, build that relationship. You know, we got to enter that throne room of grace. Like it's the time that we can go in there and really be bold. We can be bold with our Heavenly Father. Like and really lay it out when you're not understanding things. And like, he gives clarity, he gives understanding. That's why he sent Christ, so that we could go to him. He wants to be involved in everything, and he wants us to be blessed. He wants us to be happy, and to have those things is in him that we're able to achieve and live a good and peaceful life, is in his son, Christ Jesus, where, you know, that's where we find our purpose in what we're doing. And it's a it's a place of not about you. It's a place of get, that's what it is. It's not about you at all, but it really is a heart of service. And I've had a great example. My mum and dad have been a great example to me in that area of heart and service and unto God. And so again, I am blessed. And these last 5 years of where me and Amber really committed with our heart to do the fellowship, to receive the words, like, we went to God on every point. We committed on every point. And, you know, like, a faithful man will abound in blessings. And as you continue to be faithful, you are going to abound. Don't be sidetracked. You know, God will highlight it. We can discern spirits. We can discern what is right, what is wrong. We got the Spirit of God. We're not dumb. So, like, as we move in that humbleness and meekness unto God, like, we're able to really operate the Holy Spirit. Like, you know, words of knowledge, word of wisdom, casting out demons. Like, we can do it. Like, it's really there, and it's just continuing to move and just looking to serve and love. And that's just what I'm seeing. And I'm still not perfect in it, but Christ in me is perfect, and he's leading me and guiding me. And if I can encourage and show another person that, it's great. And so, like, again, my desire, I'm like, is to have many, many fellowships, like, in UK. Like, God is really building that vision. Again, we got Norwich, we got the areas that God has given us, and these areas are taken off. They're going to take off so fast. And so we just do it with God. Like, God is directing, God is energizing, God has given everything to us. And it's just up to us to utilize it, walk with it. But yeah, I'm just excited. I'm blessed, and I'm excited to see you, Dad, when you come home and just have that fellowship again. Like, I think God has been showing me the fellowship is really important, because this is where we get built up, and what we get at fellowship, that's what we want to be taken out with us as God leads, as God is showing us. But yeah, it's just great. It's a great life. It's Happyville. And it is the abundant life. Again, just like, all glory to God, because, like, again, work, God has really blessed me in my work. God has blessed my wife in her, in the little bits that she does. And it's just really, really great. Like, favor upon favor. Even when something tries to, like, come up, like, God turns it around. No, it's, you're blessed. Like, and we're just like, God, we're blessed no matter what, innit? And it is, it's just great. This is really, really great. And so, yeah, nothing, no situation, because I know God is with me, and I've been in some funny situations, and I've always used God in that situation. So yeah, God will never leave us nor forsake us. So be bold, use that authority in Christ that God has given you, because we are called, we are the chosen, we are the peculiar ones, we are the special ones. So yeah, love you, and God bless everyone.
God bless you all.
And again, no, I just want to say, if Hannah's still there, it was great to see you, sister. Missed you. Love you very much, and love to Patrick and to all the guys there. So yeah, have a great time. Love you.
And we love you too. And thank you so much for your sharing. Oh, the word of God is alive.
Love you, Paul Corton, brother. Love you.
I'm behind Lawrence and Kim's picture, but I'm not the original, as you can tell. You probably know your dad better than that. I'm thinking, as you were sharing, that we are to do God's work, and it's not hard. It's only just a joyful ride as we walk along day by day. And Paul said, wrote by Revelation, that we should be steadfast and movable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, insomuch that you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Even though we feel like there's no response, there's no fruit, there's nothing happening as we expect it to happen, things are on the move. Things are on the move, because when we sow our seed, it doesn't pop up just like that. Sometimes it might do, but normally things have a tendency to grow a bit, to take some more time than we would like it to. So sometimes we know, you know, you just have to wait, because we know that Paul also wrote that we always win victory in Christ Jesus, in our Lord Jesus Christ. And we can't do more than he did. We can do the same as he did, but we can't do more than that. He said that I can't do anything but what God tells me to do, leads me to do, guides me to do. And we are in the same situation. We do, we guide, we are being led, we are being guided, we are being told, we are being, you know, inspired to do what he tells us to do. And when we do that, our labor is not in vain. And our work, our labor is not hard. It's just a walk. It's just a joyful ride together with our daddy. So, yeah, I think it's a wonderful thing. I would like to ask Mary, please, if you have, if you are around, if you are available, if you have whatever you might have on your heart to share with us. Please, Mary.
Well, thank you. That was a surprise. But can everybody hear me all right? I know I'm a little soft-spoken. Can? Okay, good. All right. Well, yeah, I've been very blessed by the joy and the thankfulness of everyone, and thankfulness to God, and just thinking. I'm always thinking. sometimes I think too much. Just go to God, you know. And let God work instead of trying to think things out. But, I think the things that God is putting on my heart is just to, like you said, Carl, be steadfast and unmovable and abound in the work of the Lord. And we know, what the work of the Lord is. You know, there are different things that we can do where we know in our hearts that that's what God wants us to do. And we look at the things, not at the things that are seen, because the things that are seen, can be deceiving and they can lie to us. But the things that are unseen are the things of God and the heavenly things. And those are the things that are true and honest and just and lovely and of good report. And so we can keep our minds and our hearts on the things that are really sustaining for us rather than the things that drain. And so just walking forward, staying put on the things that you know to do, that you know that are the right things to do, and staying thankful to God and confident in God that he will continue to reveal himself to us and through us. And I've seen much love from people, much support that has touched my heart. You know, the people walking with God in the South Carolina fellowship and you know, how much that blessed me and healed me. And at times it was tough for me, in that week, and it still is. But one thing I know is that God sustains and he will bring you forward if you just don't quit and if you just keep your heart with Him. And, you know, I was so very blessed today to listen to, goodness, what's the gentleman's name? He's from India. It's one of the audio sharings, the latest audio sharings. Let me see if I can look it up here. Give me just a second here. It was somebody that I'm not familiar with. So
what was it? Yeah, it's Madhav, I think. Madhav. Priya's guy, Madhav.
That's one. It's one label testimony, but he shared about two things that happened in his life, and I think it was right at the 22-minute mark is what really blessed and delivered me because I've been going through some trials, you know, and he said that, you know, when he had some really painful physical, he had a physical ailment that was painful, and he had something happen with his job, with his company. He wondered, you know, what did I do something wrong? Was my heart not right? You know, and those are the things that I thought, you know, what did I do something wrong to, you know, to have these things happen? And, he shared something really profound that really made me think and that, you know, when before this South Carolina thing happened, I went to God more than once and in preparation to prepare my heart because I knew that God had some things to show me or to bring me through. And, this gentleman in this audio sharing, shared that sometimes you do go through things and God allows that to happen because He wants to bring you to a higher level. And that was very profound to me. Because I've known my heart that that's what God is trying to do, for me because I do want to love God with all my heart, soul, mind, and strength. And I do want to trust God. And, you know, but yet there are things that I have to overcome. And so just learning to be patient. And go forward and think of the things not that are seen, but are unseen. Am I ready? Okay. Thank you, honey. Yeah, my supper's ready, but that can wait. My wonderful husband fixes me supper. There are some things that came to my mind, from scripture that blessed me. And one of them was that, you know, Paul sought the Lord three times to remove this thorn in the flesh. You remember that record? And God responded to him and said that His grace was sufficient because God's strength was made perfect in your weakness. And boy, I felt weak. I'll just be real transparent with you. I felt probably the weakest I've felt since I started this. But that verse really encouraged me, you know, that God's strength is made perfect in my weakness. And, I know that I'm weak without God. And I know that going through life and some of the things that the adversary has had a good stronghold in my life with that the only way out of it is through God. The only way for true and complete and permanent deliverance is through God. God's strength, not my own. I can't do it on my own strength. I know that very well, right well. But also another scripture that encouraged me that I thought of through this is that, there's no temptation taking you, but such as is common to man. there's nothing unique about what I've been dealing with and going through and experiencing. If there was no one on the face of the earth that that experienced this, I know Christ did, because he was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. And Christ had heaviness, right? And I've had heaviness. And because of this tribulation and pressure that I've been going through. But God is faithful, who won't allow you to be tempted above that which you are able. And we know God doesn't do these temptations, right? But sometimes you just have to, it's almost like, and I don't know if I'm correct in this or not, but it's almost like God kind of waits, you know, to let you go through it so that you can really see him work on the, you know, toward the end of it. And he just absolutely watches over us and doesn't allow us to be completely consumed with something, that he'll make a way of escape. And he wants you to be able to understand that he's working in this situation. And, I have known that God is working. He's working through people who've blessed me, and he's working through my own heart as he's brought me through some things. And, I've been greatly encouraged with that. And there's one more scripture that I do want to share that's been on my heart, and I need to read it. So, oh, I'm going to come down here and get my, I don't think I've ever opened my Bible in this whole fellowship, the whole 6 months I've been coming. But, this is a very important verse, and I'll just start. It's in 1 Peter, and it's chapter 1, verse 3. It says, "Blessed be God, be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again into a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled and that fades not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time." And here's the verse that really blesses me. "Wherein you greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, you are in heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen you love, and whom though now you see him not, yet believing you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls." So those are the things that have been on my heart. And I'm greatly encouraged by God and greatly thankful to God for his love and his goodness and his constant care. And I'm thankful for all of you as well. So that's what I wanted to share.
Thanks, Mary. Thank you so much. That's beautiful. That is beautiful. Yeah, God's grace is everything that we need. There's nothing more than we need. And it's like winning the lottery. Every day we're winning the lottery. And that means we can do whatever you want to do, whatever God leads us to do. So, with that, I'd like to ask Ivan Patterson, if you are available, sir, and if you have anything that you would like to share with us, please.
Boy, it's great. Absolutely. Now, where, Carl, where in North Carolina are they at?
You asking me?
Yeah.
I'll tell you.
We're in Burlington. You'd have to kill me.
Burlington fan. We're in Burlington.
Yeah, my son's there.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, he lives in Burlington, right around there. And I'd have to pull up the address. But anyway, he's right around the corner. But you know what? I'm not begging him to come to fellowship, or I don't even like to call this fellowship. I'm not begging him to come anywhere. I just need to cease from my own works completely. And then when I look at the scriptures and I see, you know, God's word, and I know, and I'm very thankful for learning what we learn, but, man, you talk about me. I'm talking me now, the arrogance of thinking that, you know, God was only I never thought necessary. I never thought this, but God was only working because I always saw how God worked with people, you know, even people that, like, for example, if you practice, people that don't even believe in Jesus Christ, God's laws work. They work for countries, which is not even a people. The only reason this country is prosperous is obviously there's a lot of believers in the United States, but it gives and it gives and it gives. So it practices one of the principles of God's words by giving. You look at a lot of the rest of the countries, wonderful people, but a lot of them are either not giving. So, well, what happens when that happens? I mean, you know, we were taught that inflow, if there's no outflow, there's no inflow, you know. And again, I don't want to get on this boxy bull crap that I used to hear about when I'd go to a fellowship and they say, well, just renew your mind. Forget the past. Move forward. Forget the past. Well, forget the past, my ass. You know, yeah, I can definitely forget the past, but, you know, I need to move, replace it with something. So when, Becca's Jack got on here and just said one simple word for me in reference to, or not me, well, he said it to all of us, but for me, it hit my heart about, you know, I don't even know if it was change the thinking. I don't know how he said it, but he said something. And so it was a big deal. Now I'm absolutely a work in progress. There ain't no question about that, because you, for me, ceasing from my own works, once I got that, and then it went all the way in between there to I can do nothing of myself. Okay. So ceasing from my works first, trying to get people born again. I used to think about that. I'm done with that. I'm done with whether they believe in God is, you know, Jesus Christ is God or not. Now, you know, people I'm going to associate with, they're going to have to, I'm not going to be able to be, you know, hanging with that group. I'm never going into a church, you know, unless God tells me to go to one, you know, cause, you know, there was a shooting out in Las Vegas and it was probably me, definitely not God. I went into this local, which was right around the corner from my house, and I said, hey, did God allow those 63 people to get machine gunned down? Did he allow them to get from the Las Vegas when the guy's shooting and killing people? No, our Father was telling people, I guarantee you, our Father was doing everything he could, angels, whatever else he's got, speaking to people, telling people, move out of the way. Because every single thing I've ever happened to me, I can point the finger at the adversary all day long because he's the great accuser. But in reality, I am where I am right now because of me, because of my thinking, my thoughts, my plans. And that's where I'm at now. Now I'm actually I'm very happy where I'm at right now. But if you had asked me 3 years ago, or I mean, 2.5 or whatever it is, 3 years coming on here, I could barely stand this group because everything was positive. I could only stay on here for an hour or two. Way too much positivity, way too much light, way too much. I mean, I had to take a break. I'm out of here, you know? So it was just too much good, you know? Oh, look at all the, not goody goody two shoes. It's not the word I want to use, but it was more like we're doing this and we're doing this. Well, now I'm the one doing the I am confessions. I am this. I am righteous. I am holy. I am sanctified. I am a son of God. I am whatever that the word says I am. Okay. Because Christ has made me completely, completely complete. Okay. So now I either walk out in that and believe it, or I stay where I'm at. My choice. And I got my wonderful Brandon here free will. Free will is the key. God never makes us do anything. Never. So my free will is what I'm doing. Now, am I checking with my counselor? I've put myself under? Absolutely. And I'll encourage all of you, since, you know, hopefully the other groups in the room, I know Kathy, she knows because I've said it over and over, 12 minute and 46 second teaching. That for me was a kicker. Now, it might not be for somebody else, but I encourage you to listen to it. Okay. Now, obviously a man was speaking it, but it was directly from God when I heard it, because it talked about the work is on the inside. Like, the guy Patrick was talking about, the work is on the inside, not on the outside. Okay. I've done all the work I can do on the outside. And see, just on this group, I've gotten delivered. I never had joy, always serious, always not laughing. I'm a work in progress, like I said, with that. And there's many areas my father's working with me, but I don't know about, you know, if he, I know I've been pulled out of things, you know, me. And I know some people in my same neighborhood haven't. Okay, well, why? I don't know. You know, I know the thief cometh to steal, kill, and destroy. I know that's for sure. And so whatever's stolen, killed, or destroyed in your life is from him. Okay? So he's the one that causes death. That's the last enemy that'll be put down. And if Christ doesn't come back, we're all going to fall asleep, okay, and be resurrected or meet him in the air. So my father is a good father. So if I'm going to believe or say that it, for me, that it's because I made the wrong turn. It's because I stepped out in the path of the car, okay. And these are mistakes that people happen. I've been in the fire service for 46 years. And I've seen a lot of stuff where, you know, a lady getting out of the car, going to help a turtle, not making it back to the car. Okay. Now, is God allowing that to happen? Bullshit. No, that's the adversary. And that's when you're not thinking, you know. The people in the towers in 9/11, I guarantee you, he told them, don't go to work. Don't go there. You know, whoever was listening. I don't listen all the time. I'd have probably stayed up there. Same thing with everything else. But this way, when I'm speaking with the Spirit of God, I have got the Spirit of God in me, and I'm just speaking the words that he's given me, and I'm speaking it. This is the first time ever. I spoke in tongues in 1983 in a class by Ken and Brenda. I can't remember their last name. But anyway, I felt I was levitating off the seat. Kathy knows who they are. Levitating off the seat driving home. Okay? It was so uplifting. Well, after that, it was just renew your mind. Just renew your mind. Just renew your mind. Just renew your mind. Okay? Well, I'm stupid. Okay? So it took me all this time to get to this point, and I'm super, super grateful and thankful, you know. What I did is I numbed myself, numb, numb, numb all the way through. I did it by my free will. Now, is there little tricks there? Yeah, the world, the God of this world, tricks us into all asleep. This whole country's effing asleep in more ways than one. I'm talking about the United States. It's all asleep. And I'm just talking about us because we're here. And I know I was absolutely asleep for a long time. And by the grace of God, I was able to find this. I haven't traveled to India yet. I haven't traveled to Nepal. I've only gone to South Carolina, and I went to Oregon for a dad-daughter trip. Failed assassination attempt on my daughter. Oh my God, that's a whole other story. But anyway, I am so grateful and thankful. And then if any of us, you know, I'll just be, if I have to be told to give, when it starts, clearly it's right there written down. Okay. If I got to be told that I need to go to counselors or go have it, well, change whatever word you want. Make a connection. It's all right there. If I got to be told to, now I could clearly stop doing this easily. Go right back to being old numb Van and just float along. And guess what? No slings, no arrows, no darts are going to be flying my way because the adversary don't care. Long as I don't move the word, you start moving the word. That's when you're going to smell the gunpowder. That's when you're going to, that's when you get the slings and the arrows. Now it's up to me to what I'm going to do when the circumstances pop up. Am I going to go, oh, and I'd listen to Charles Capps. And he said, oh, woe is me. I'm not going to have enough money for this. Oh, we're going to lose our house. Because death and life is in the power of the tongue. One little scripture. Okay. And back to James, where the Patrick was, you know, I think he went there. It talks about, hey, the rudder on a ship is very small, but it drives the ship. So I am where I'm at. That's Cracker Jack. Cracker Jack, I'll call you right back. Okay. All right. Love you. I'll call you back. I'm on fellowship. Bye. So, that was my daughter. That's where I'm at. Whatever I allow into my mind, it says, keep thy heart with all diligence for out of it are the issues of life. So what am I allowing into my mind? What does it say about a single eye? So I'm getting as focused as I can and through my counselor, because I submitted myself under that, after that 12 minute and 46 second teaching, I called the person up and said, hey, let's go. Let's rock with this, you know, and I'm moving. I'm going to move God's word because I've been asleep this whole time. And, you know, I'm pissed at this point. Guess what? I'm not going to condemn myself. I'm not going to beat myself up like I've been doing for years and years and years and years. Not going to happen. I make a mistake, pick myself up, keep moving. I am righteous. I am holy. I am redeemed. I am sanctified. I am set free. That's what I'm going to do. And I'm going to move. And then my family that's with me, they're going to follow behind me because I'm the leader of the family. And that's how the role's set up. I didn't set this up. My father did. So for me, and if I said anything here wrong, please correct me because I want to be humble and meek. I want to be corrected. I want to be reproved. I want to learn get the instruction in righteousness, you know? And the other part about, you know, if you got to be told to, this for me, 83 speaking in tongues, and I'll stop because I know Mango over here is going like, wah! No, I'm just joking. I don't know if Mango's even on. Yeah, there he is. There she is. So, she's laughing. So speaking in tongues, this is the first time ever that I've really felt the inner man. You know how it says speaking in tongues will build up the inner man? And there, the inner man, Christ in me, is the one, by my free will, is the one that does the resisting of the adversary. It's not me. My free will, because I have what? The mind of Christ. Now, had the adversary known, he would not have crucified Jesus Christ, because it's Christ in Mary, it's Christ in Mango, Bambi, it's Christ in Patty, it's Christ in Branda, Rebecca, Christ in Jason, Christ in David, Christ in ML, Patty, Frank, Sakina, Christ in us, all of us walking as one. What an absolute frightening thing that must be for the adversary, because he knows the end of the book better than we do. Okay? And so let's get moving. I'm already getting a house. I'm getting out of this. God woke me up Friday before going to South Carolina. Says, you ain't going there. you're going over here. And then I went and checked, put myself under within many counselors or safety. I did that. Couple niggling here and there, niggling here and there. It's an English word. It's not an American word. It's an English word. You'll explain it, Lawrence. Anyway, God bless you guys. Love you. And looking forward to stopping in one day in the Burlington area if you guys got gathering together. Love you guys. Thank you.
Thank you, too. That's wonderful. Yeah. And we are moving along. Brenda, is you? Are you there? Are you?
Yes, Brenda? I am.
Brenda.
Yeah.
Brenda.
Yes. I hear you, Van.
Go for it.
Yes. Yes. I did get to go to South Carolina for the weekend, and it was just marvelous. Meeting people that I had not met before, being with other fellow believers that I had met before, and just what a great time of fellowship and renewing of our minds and just being lifted up by each other and encouraged. Lawrence talking to us about the Word of God and just instilling in us, you know, what a good father that we have and that we can trust him in all things. But I would say the last few weeks have been challenging, but I know where the attack comes from. And so I guard my heart and I put my faith in God and know that he is going to walk with me through this, that I just know that he is going to, you know, keep me grounded and keep me in the Word. I have been listening to the Word and researching the Word, and every time you go into it, you may have read it 1,000 times, and then you read this scripture, and it comes out to be totally different. It's like it was meant for you at the right time. I've always said that God is an on-time God. He's never early. He's never late. And I did listen to Charles Capps with Van yesterday in the vehicle, and he was so spot on about the things that we let come out of our mouth, the confessions that we make out of our mouths. Lawrence always says, you know, to say what you want, not what you see. And that if you keep speaking it and you keep believing it, then God is going to bring it forth. But, like I said, just a great, great time of fellowship. In South Carolina, I was so glad to be part of it. And I just thank, Ted and Shelley for hosting and meeting everybody there. It was really, really, a wonderful experience, just to see, how the Word of God can move, and how you can definitely accomplish a lot when you're with fellow believers and, you know, God is lifted up. So that's about all I had to share. Thank you so much. God bless.
And God bless you too, Brenda. And thank you so much. And someone else who also I know was in South Carolina and North Carolina, I believe, is Bambi. Are you there, Bambi?
Hey, yes, God bless you all. I am here. I am here in North Carolina right now.
Bambi, 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 Bambi.
Lawrence, Lawrence, Lawrence. Yeah, Lawrence got his fill of me. I chased him around the house in South Carolina for several days. The poor man couldn't even go to the bathroom without me knocking on the door, yelling at him. Just trying to get time with Lawrence as much as I could, although he did try to hide from me as much as he could. In return, but we had a great time. We had a great time. We had a blessed time. It was wonderful to be with everybody, to see that everybody had bodies. We were not just little heads, floating in boxes. And it was a great time. You know, it was a wonderful time to walk with God and really be a part of not just this group and this fellowship, but also to just sit back and chill out and let God direct things because, you know, we can get our plans going and we get these ideas in our minds, but I just really got into this flow of what did I feel that God was showing me to do? What would I, you know, someone would ask a question or, hey, do you want to do this thing? And it just didn't seem like the right time to answer or I wasn't really sure. So I said, well, let's see. And there were just all sorts of things that God really led me to do or led me not to do. So everyone got to go down to Charleston one day. Tony and I didn't get a chance to join them, but that was fine. You know, that was fine. God's timing was perfect. And doors opened up and there was just a great time to sit around and share people's hearts. And Mary and Judy and I had a separate Airbnb and everything about that and those details were just really blessed down to the point that Shelley and Ted, or as I will now forever refer to them as Shed and Telly, you know, they needed an extra trash receptacle for putting garbage in because they didn't have garbage pickup at the main house. And we had space because we were spending all of our time in the main house. And so they were able to bring that over. And so there were just so many little details that God worked out. On the way down there, every one of us had some sort of turbulent story of, you know, getting through bad weather and bumpy train rides. Well, I don't think anyone took a train, but flights and cars. But we all got there and we were all blessed and we all had just funny stories and just a great time of fellowship. I guess for me, one of the biggest things that's come up just even today is this morning, God really put up my heart to go to 2 Peter. And as I was reading through it, all the words of encouragement that have ever been shared in this fellowship, especially in the last few years, but just in the last few months, really honing in on the messages that are shared were in that book. And they just really stood out to me on a new level. Because I can hear Lawrence say, speak to other men who are able to teach others also. You all know that paraphrasing is not my forte, yet I insist on doing it, so pardon me. But as I was reading through it, I was really seeing the truths that are shared here about looking for the, seeking the laborers, letting the laborers seek you, rather, and to encourage other and to build the household of faith. And it's always so encouraging to me because when I get in the fellowship, some of those same things, exact sections of the word, of the Bible were being shared this evening. And just seeing how God works on everything for us, you know, I used to get up religiously every morning and I would read a chapter and I'd always be reading several sections of the Bible. I'd be reading something in the Old Testament and either a Psalms or a Proverbs. I'd be reading a section of the New Testament or the Gospels. And now I just get up and do as God directs me. And when he shows me to open the Bible, he always teaches me something. But it's something for me that day that I need. And he opens my eyes to reading it to a level that if I were just reading it in the five senses, you know, honestly, my eyes would just be going across the words, but my mind would be thinking about the things that I need to do today, the shopping list I have, or what time I need to leave for work, or make sure the cat food setter is the cat food, you know, machine is set for a certain time. But when I go in and God is leading me and opening my eyes to things, it's a whole different level. And then you'll find, or at least I'll find throughout the day that he will add to that, or it will come up, or it will be something that I can apply to my day. And so being able to walk like that with God is something that is new. I never realized that I had been previously sort of creating my own sort of religiosity that I had been following. But I've always known that I need to have God every single day. And joy does come in the morning. And my time with God is, for me, best in the morning. But I realize now, too, it's not just in the morning. It is throughout the day. I have a clearly set focus time with God. But that time is best utilized when I'm going through with God. And God is directing me on how to spend that time with him in our time together, me as his daughter, as opposed to me just sitting down and reading a chapter and a verse and maybe making some notes or highlighting something or looking something up in a concordance, which I still do from time to time because God leads me to it. But as he teaches me, he gives me what I need exactly for the day and what I can share to others and what I need to have, you know, in my heart. And so walking like that, that allows me to magnify God throughout my day and to continue my relationship with him, not just in the morning, but all throughout the day. And so there are many times on this trip where God directed me to do something. There was one time he wanted me to drive my car. There was another time that, you know, he directed me to take somebody out. There's all sorts of little things that God showed me to do. You know, a lot of them I didn't even share with other people. They were just little things, and people mentioned to me later, oh, that really blessed me, or thank you for doing that. And I didn't know if anyone ever noticed or saw it. Doesn't matter. You know, there are a lot of things, and I'm sure this is the case for everybody, that we didn't talk about, that God just put in our heart, and we moved forward, and everything came together like a puzzle piece. We could not have sat down with a piece of paper and a pen and written on an agenda as well as we did, even to the point that Sakina and Lawrence went and got Kentucky Fried Chicken one night for dinner for everybody. But we already had a bunch of dinner. Like we had a lasagna left over. We had all this food, but they went and got this Kentucky Fried Chicken. But you know what? The next day, when I went to the refrigerator, there were only like two pieces left because that day everyone was trying to get ready to leave, and that Kentucky Fried Chicken was exactly what everybody needed for lunch. Everything just fell into place perfectly. And so it was a blessed time. As we say here, it was just, you know, we're blessed to be a blessing. I was very blessed. A lot of people did a lot of things, helped me out. It was great to spend time with everybody, but it was also great to collectively as a group, let God direct things. And, you know, yeah, some mistakes were made here or there, or maybe some people's feelings got hurt. We all have very strong personalities. And so there was a lot of stepping back and being like, okay, wait a second, how will God have me handle this? So there was some growth as well for myself and for a lot of other people who have shared that or who have shared that with me privately, but that we could see that iron sharpens iron, and God brought this group particularly together for this time to strengthen us and to encourage us, to charge our batteries, and to prepare us for what's to come, because a lot of us in this group are rather isolated, but we also know that feeling of loneliness or isolation, that's just something we have to overcome, because God is preparing us for things to come. He is clearing a path for us. He is cleaning out anything that's around us so that he can fill that space with the people that he needs to fill it with for the things that are to come. Because just like we didn't know what was on the agenda for South Carolina, but great things happen, we don't know what's on our personal agendas as we walk forward with God, but he does. And so I can look back on my own life and say, wow, all those things came together because I trusted God. But even more so, you know, there's so many things in this world that can distract us or take us away from focusing on God. And, you know, sometimes you do want to kick back and watch some YouTube or whatever, but we don't ever want to do anything that takes us completely our focus off of God or that doesn't magnify God, because that's what we're here for. And when we get really, really focused in on what our purpose is, and our purpose is on this earth to share the message of reconciliation, to build the family of God, we do the things that are encouraged here because we have eternity, and we are building up those things right now for eternity. We're not focused on this world. So we may enjoy some things. We may enjoy going out for ice cream or having a cocktail or whatever, but that's not the focus. You know, I was reading today, you know, when someone's at war, you're not focused on the little things of this life. Again, paraphrasing, not my forte. But when you're at war, and we are in a war, we know who's won the battle, but we are still the troops on the ground. we are focused on the mission at hand. And I just really left with that feeling that we were all encouraged. We had a great time. There was a lot of laughter and a lot of hugs and just a lot of love, but also that we are soldiers and we are walking out. We are walking out into the area where God has given us to take our stand and to follow the directions and to continue to wait on God to do what he's going to do. And in the meantime, work on the things that God has given us each and individually to work on as he prepares us. And we just walk moment by moment, magnifying him and building on that relationship with him. We are workers together with God. So it's no longer, I don't get up in the morning and this is what I'm going to do. I get up in the morning and go to God and speak in tongues and have him show me what it is I'm going to do, because he and I are going out together in that day. And I'm looking forward to everything he has for me. I love you all so very much. I'm so blessed to be a part of this family. I'm so thankful for the time we all spent together. And I cannot wait to get together again and see everyone again as God directs, specifically so I can chase Lawrence around wherever we are and yell, Lawrence, Lawrence, because, you know, that was great. But I love you guys so much.
Oh, thanks, Mammy. Yeah, that's great. That is wonderful. And God really, he fights our battles. He really does. He really does. And what you say about getting up in the morning and ask God what he wants us to do, instead of figuring out ourselves what we want to do and what the good guidance, what a good way of doing it. Yeah, that's great. I would like to ask Patty. Patty, you were the first one on board, and you've been patiently waiting in the shadow. In the, what do you call it, on the stage, in the wings of the stage. So, Patty, are you there? And if you're not, maybe I could ask ML. ML, are you there? NLU. Well,
all right. I'm sorry. It's hard to unmute. I wasn't on stage. I use a cell phone, not a computer. And I haven't got much to share, people. I just want you to know that it's God in Christ in you and that you're more than conquerors through him who loves you. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. You're blessed with all spiritual blessings in the heavenlies in Christ. And God will never leave us or forsake us. And so he is a good God, and he's a gracious God, and he's merciful too. And my children and I are well, my grandchildren, my brother, his wife, I've got tens of nieces and nephews and great nieces and nephews, and we're all well. So I really don't have much to say except that God has been bountiful. He really has. And it's been a long time. I've been in the Word and I've been speaking in tongues, and I'm just, if you want to put something in your prayers that I can, that I do, not can, I know I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, but that I do, get my affairs in order so that I can have my left hip replaced, because my right one was replaced and it's perfect and it doesn't hurt. But right now I can't walk without a walker, and it just makes life so much more difficult for me. I have to call my grocery stores in advance and say, please bring out the electric cart. But people are very gracious and they're very kind to help me out all over town. Boulder's just a beautiful place. The weather is dreamy. It's like 70 degrees and there's a cool breeze and everything is nice. My little kitty cat Noki's just as cute and bothersome as ever. And I was thinking today, I was talking to this guy that I get wrapped up with people on Facebook, and his name's Jonathan Rumi, and he stars as Jesus in this series called The Chosen, you know, and I was telling him I would just love to go skiing and horseback riding like I used to do as a teenager growing up in this town. But I'm just looking at living now and continuing and having a stronger heart and, excuse me, more strength, that regaining my strength. So that's the main thing. I went full circle. Thank you. Bless you.
And bless you too, ML. Thank you so much. Thank you. Beautiful. We'll pray for you and with you for what you placed forward. And I think that's beautiful. I would like to, Daud Parvez, I do not know you, but I see your face. And
hello.
Hello. Would you like to present yourself?
Yeah. Let me. Just give me a sec.
Yes.
Yeah. Hello, everyone. Hey, brother. So this is. Yeah, this is Daud Parvez, but everyone, you can call me David. It's easy for you. And I'm from the Pakistan, and we're serving Lord Jesus Christ over here last 10 years. And yeah, just I'm newly here. Last time, I think so, I attended that the fellowship, and I really feel the blessed and love to attend again and again. And now I got the chance to attend the fellowship with you. Last time, brother sent me the link. I was really busy because of my friend's friend came from the United States in Pakistan for doing the revival meetings, doing the leadership conferences. So I'm helping him arranging the all of the programs in different parts of the Pakistan. So I was busy over there. But that time I'm free. I take a time, especially to attend that the wonderful fellowship with everyone. And I'm so much really blessed when I hear the different type of the experience and how the God's moving in everybody's life in a different ways. So it is really a wonderful and inspiring for me. Where I am from, mostly people that are hard, broken heart people, the people that are persecuted, people that are hopeless, but God gave us our duty. Jesus gave us our duty to go and preach the gospel. So we are making the disciple for the Jesus Christ, and we reaching to the souls. We reaching to the all the broken heart people. We're reaching to the all rejected peoples. We're reaching to the all the poor peoples and help them and raise them for the God's kingdom. Because of that's our duty. That's our God gave us. And really, I heard that you are sharing about God is with us. Yeah, that is I experienced in my daily life. The last time I was in the backward area where is no pastor reach before us, we will be reach over there and preach the gospel. And many people accept the Jesus Christ. And one of the testimony I remember that which is so much inspired me, which is so much encouraged me to keep doing the good work for the Jesus Christ. The testimony is we are visiting door to door. I knocked the one door, and the old man came, and he said that what happening, and I said that we just pray for you and share the gospel with you. And he said that oh bullshit, I don't have the time, go away from here. And I don't know how the spirit lead me. And I said that I just forcing him to, like, please give me a few minutes. I want to preach. I want to pray for you. And he said that, no. And finally, after the many time of the saying that, I just want to share with you something. I want to pray for you. And he said that, okay, let's come inside. I go inside with my fellow pastors. And he said that, okay, let's start what you have. But one thing is, if you not convince me, if you not agree on me, agree me for the gospel, for the Jesus Christ, I must beat with you with the iron rod. And I said, no, that's not the deal. We just pray and we just go. And he said, no. Now is that you challenge, you just push me in this thing. So now you see the circumstances, what is going after that. And there is, I just pray in my heart. And I said that, Lord, help me and be with me. And I just start prayer. First of all, I just start a prayer. And then I share the simple thing, which is just normally, which is we share with each other about the faith and how Jesus working in our life, how much God loves us, what the Jesus did for us, how the Jesus gave his life for us. And with his crucifixion, we are saved. With his sacrification, we are saved. So these things I just share with that man, with our old man. And he crying and I said, what happening? He said that I don't ever heard that type of the words in my life. And he said that I don't feel the love which is I feel right now. I don't feel the spirit which is I feel right now. And me and my whole team pray for him. And we pray a lot over there. And he said that I just want to tell you something. I was doing the black magic almost 25 years. And my age is 60. And almost, he said that half of my age, I'm doing that, the black magic. And now I leave everything. He bring the idols and throw the outside. And he said that these are that place is not for them. That is place for the Jesus. And he pray with us, and we pray for him. And then we gave the Bible. And what I saw that he kissed the Bible, he hugged the Bible. And that time I know that that is the importance of the Bible, that is the importance of the God word. And that's so much amazing thing for me. And now he is the elder, he is the serving Jesus in this village. And I'm so much blessed to whenever I meet with him. And that's how God is moving in Pakistan. That's how the God is using us, and that's how God is with us.
Thank you, David. That's a beautiful thing. Every time that someone takes a step out from the darkness into the light, that's glorious. And it's beautiful to know that God has been a part of that walk, that decision. Because every time we open our mouth, it's either to the positive or not. And that's why it's important for us to be able to know and to decide what to say, because people listen to us. And when we speak on behalf of God, it's words that will align people with God, be to be brought back to God. And that's the purpose of our lives, and to bring people into salvation. So that's beautiful, David.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
When you work for the God, when you speak for the God, there is you not speak, God speak directly there.
Yes, you speak on behalf of God. That's it.
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay, well, we will move on. And I appreciate your sharing. Anna was on earlier this evening, and all of a sudden you disappeared, Anne. And I think it was your wifey that died on you, because all of a sudden you just dropped out. Are you still around, and do you want to finish off what you started on, Anna's iPhone?
That's Shelley.
That's Shelley. Of course it is Shelley. Are you there? Well, she might not be. We have two more people on the list, and that is Patty and Frank. Patty, I asked you earlier, are you there? Patty.
Patty, come on, Patty. Jelly. Are you there?
Well, she might be.
I'll mute my mic.
Okay.
So.
I'll press the ask to unmute.
But she's not there. The call or something, because she's usually there.
Yeah, I asked her earlier, but she wasn't.
Hey, hi there, guys. I'm here.
There she is. Oh, bless you.
Fortunately, I was unable to get there quick enough.
There you go. I knew it.
I'm here. You know, I'm always there. You know I am. I'm always there. What a beautiful fellowship. What a joy. Leaning on the everlasting arms. So that's, I don't know what to say, because, you know, I thought I was done, you know. Sometimes that's it. You know, you think, oh, I'm all done. And guess what? Then you get a chance to do another blessing. So that's what I want to say. You think you're done, and oh no, God's not done with you yet. So that's the lesson I got right now. So bless y'all. God bless y'all. Thanks for sharing. I'm going to hang up and say goodbye and hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Okay. Moving on. I'd like to go to France and ask my brother, Frank, bless you.
God bless you. Can you hear me well?
We can hear you very beautifully.
Okay, then, God bless you. I'm listening to you and thankful to be with you. God is good. He is healing us. He is providing to us. He is leading us, and each one for our part. He has great plan for us to work on it, to do what God wants. Emel, you are healed in the name of Jesus Christ. Your health is completely restored in the name of Jesus Christ. God bless you and love you in Christ.
Thanks, Frank.
Yes, I really wanted to share that for you. And God is really taking care. And we are those God has chosen. We are predestined to be children of God. And yes, I'm very encouraged by each word that you shared from your mouth, and your presence is very important. And I'm very thankful to have my minister, Lawrence, Kim. God bless you, and God is good, and we, you know, we live this life that God has given to us, and we are strong, we are encouraged, we are not alone, we are on fire, and I like to be on fire like that. And I don't know, perhaps you know about the thing, you know, there is not a shadow, you know, when you light, you know, you have some fire, there is not a fire, yeah, there is not a shadow. It's like, you know, when we, because now we are terrestrial and we will be celestial, and there won't be any shadow. It will be only light. And yes, God is good, and he has great plans for us, and just he has prepared some works for us to do, and he really like he says about, you know, the Holy Spirit, he said that the baptism, you know, Jesus Christ will be baptized in fire and the Holy Spirit. Yes, it was like I was just, you know, searching about, or would it be the celestial things, but, you know, we only see a glimpse of, what will be, you know. And now we have to focus on what we are encouraged by our leaders, you know, by those, because God put orders in the body of Christ, and we are not greater or lesser than one another, but it is done. And I remember a verse of the Bible saying that the disciple, when they practice what the master is encouraging, they are not different. Then that's good. And yes, I'm thankful for what God is doing in my life, and yes, I see our God, you know. I think it's you man who were speaking about it, you know, that God is dealing in our situation, and he makes us known that he is dealing with the situation of our lives. And I can say that God is doing it, yes. And he's showing me that he's dealing in my life, in the things, situations of my life. And I'm very thankful to know that God is working in my life, and God is at work for each one of us. And yes, I'm just blessed, you know, to be now, and just wanted to leave, you know, at my midnight, because I have to wake up early in the morning, and I have to take care of people. And at my work, you know, it's smooth, I can say, you know, really speaking in tongues. And I see how God is working through my responsible, you know, those who are my chief, you know, I can say. And I'm very thankful, really, really, God is good, you know. And I don't see my boss being my boss. He's my boss for sure, but I am seeing God being higher than my boss and providing, and through that, God is really working mightily, and through that also I can be a blessing where I am, you know, at my job. And I see the colleague, you know, renewed, you know, some leave the place, some come, and there are some youth, I can say, younger than me, yes. And that's funny, you know, I can, you know, speak things, you know, encouraging, you know, just being kind, being loving, and, you know, like letting God open the doors. And, yes, I want this laborer this year that will stick on the connection and on God, looking only to God, and pray as I pray, and, you know, cheerful giving as I cheerful give. And, yes, God has this plan for my life, and I'm some fool, and I will stop right now and just continue to say to Marie Emel, sorry, that you are healed in the name of Jesus Christ. It was really my heart to minister healing to you. If you receive, amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you very much. God bless. Thank you, Carl.
Thank you, Frank. And God bless your big heart. You're beautiful.
Thank you.
Mm. Yes, I would like to ask Zucchina. I'm glad you're back on because you dropped out previously. And I would love to hear what's on your heart. And you're actually our last one. So that means you are finishing off a wonderful fellowship. So if you are there, go for it.
Wonderful, wonderful. Thank you, Carl Morton. I'm blessed to be able to have to come back on. Yes. I had to drop off for something for work, but I'm putting that aside because that is definitely not where my heart is. My heart is with this fellowship and everyone who joined and everyone who shared. I'm thankful to have heard your sharings and your hearts about the trip. I'm thankful to have met all the believers who I met for the first time. Bambi, Tony, Van, Brenda, Mary Wade. I think everybody else I've met already, I think. But all in all, I'm still shining and still elated and still inspired and still activated from the time, that sweet fellowship that we spent together. Just seeing everyone, and it's true about, you know, the family of God, you know, us being like-minded and one accord in spite of, you know, personalities and all that stuff. You know, we're mature believers. You know, we don't look unto each other, unto the flesh. We see the Christ in us, and we, you know, we just love each other. We're inspired by love, and we move accordingly. And I'm thankful for that. I'm so thankful to Ted and Shelley, especially Ted. Oh, Ted, Ted and Shelley also, who I met for the first time, but really just want to just thank you and just give you guys so much thanks and send you so much love for putting that fellowship together and gathering us together. I truly, truly, truly was blessed and am continuing to feel, experience, and for God showing me, you know, things about just for me in that trip. And I'm so thankful that you guys hosted, put it together. Truly, truly thankful because, you know, you guys were serving God's people and God was truly pleased. You know, we all play our part within the family. And just seeing that working together really blessed me and inspired me because I've made the decision that next year we will have, if God wills and all of you will, for me stepping up for us to do it in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. You know, that's just a decision that I've made, and God is just going to make or work through me and anyone, you know, in my family to make that happen, you know, because we really do benefit so much from the face-to-face, the in-person. The Zoom is great. The Rhema words we hear in the Zoom is wonderful, and I'm thankful for that. Thankful to Kim and Laura for making that available as our ministers and as our leaders. But there really is something about the face-to-face, live, real-time fellowshipping that really, truly energizes, activates, and
you muted yourself, Sakina.
Can you guys hear me now?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
wonderful. Wonderful. That, yeah. For all of us being together in live time, there's so much blessings from that. I'm still reverberating off of the connections and the sharing and the hearts. So yeah, I'm putting that out there and I've made my decision and God's just going to do the rest. And I'm thankful for that. Yeah. And really since I've come home, I'm just continue to be inspired to stay steadfast, to really put in God first. God is the focus. God is, you know, I've heard it tonight, what it's in him, all things that we need come from. So it's in our relationship with him individually where we go for that guidance, that direction, and that spending time, and that where we see that it's his plan and his purpose. Like God is building his house. God is building his family, but he works through us, through our willingness and through our desire, you know? And so for me, that's my desire. My desire is just to continue to just look to God, be led by the Spirit in all things and in all areas of my life. And so the activation, the energize, that's been happening is really putting everything into focus, the right perspective. I walked away from fellowship, being with you guys and talking to God. The theme is God first and everything else will fall into place. The work, the kids, the family, the dog, everything, but it's God first. Someone shared about, you know, love, like everything we do because we're inspired by the love of God that's within us. When we're truly operating from that love, that selfless love, like Christ, that example, he's our example. When we operate from that love, right? That's where we're energized. That's where God can truly work in us. And in order to truly operate from that love, we have to receive the love. We have to believe that we are God's beloved, truly in our hearts and in our minds, where we know that we know that we know that God loves us, right? He sacrificed his perfect walking son for us, right? The power of the resurrection, that was for us to now be in perfect fellowship with him, to now be able to come to the throne with boldness, to now to have that intimacy that he wants. He wanted this. He wanted family. So when we receive that love and we operate from that love, we make our decisions from that love. And when we're being led by the Spirit, what are we being energized by? The love of God or from ourselves? Are we promoting ourselves? Are we promoting God and his love for us and his love for those that are needing to be delivered, right? To be delivered from darkness to light, to be delivered from the things in our hearts that weigh us down, that keep us from receiving that love. Because when we let all that stuff go, the whatever we're carrying in our hearts that need to be rooted out, right? When we let that stuff go, whatever is holding us back from God being the focus, from God's plans and purpose being the focus, where that's our only desire, that's when we're free. We're free when all we want to do is be led by his Spirit, rest in the accomplished works of Jesus Christ, and just move freely with nothing bearing us down, right? But it starts with knowing that God loves us and he has a plan for us. You know, he's called us to the predestined works. And when we make that our focus, God will take care of everything. And I'm encouraged by having spent time with Laura, my minister, my leader, my friend, to have just spend time where we just spend time with each other. We get to know each other, you know, better and better as believers. You know, we're just encouraged. We encourage each other. That's my desire, is to have people around me that God brings to me, not that I'm seeking, but that God brings to me, that I can encourage the same way that my minister encouraged, the same way that we spent with each other, where we encourage each other in all that we do. You know, we're not perfect. None of us are perfect. We all fall short, but we have one thing in common, that Spirit of God living inside of us, working in us to do his will, right? To do his will, right? We make that our desire, and that's where we bond in the unity as family, as children of God. That is our bond. That is what we focus on. And as we continue to focus that, we'll see the good works. We'll see the fruit. We call those things that be not as though they were. Thank you, God, for that one hungry laborer that will bring the millions. Thank you, God, for leading and guiding me into my predestined works. Thank you, Father, for all my blessings and all that you've bestowed upon me. Even when I didn't deserve it, Father, you made me worthy. He's made us worthy. So we call on him, we seek him, we walk with him, and we just do everything with our Father in our hearts because he loves us and we're energized by that love. And then that power will manifest. The signs and miracles will follow us, right? Because we're believers. We are the lights in the world. And as lights, we shine. And we shine so much brighter when we're together in one accord, being like-minded. And then we're free. We're free to move as God directs us and leads us, as we're encouraged by our leaders, by Sangit, by Laura, by Kim. We continue to just walk as God directs and leads us. And then we do the things that we're encouraged to do. God is still tweaking and working in me with the abundant sharing, the speaking in tongues, the speaking by the Spirit, right? The praying for the labor. We just continue to do those things, and we do them with a heart towards God, because it's his will for our lives. It's when we line up, we stay in alignment, right? We stay in alignment with what God purposes in our hearts to do, and then we'll see the fruit. So I'm so encouraged. The vision is just even bigger and greater. No matter who's around me, no matter what's going on around me, in my heart, I'm standing firm on the promises and the visions that God has placed in me about advancing his kingdom, about growing his family, and about the blessings and abundance that are chasing me down as the devil spirits run from my life, run from this area, because they're defeated. So I'm thankful. I'm blessed. I love you guys. I'm so encouraged, and I'm thankful for all your hearts.
Wow, Sukina, you're on fire. Goodness, God bless you. Thank you so much. Yeah, that was quite a way to close down the fellowship. I mean, wonderful. What you say, love. Yes, without love, we are just making sounds, tinkling bell and whatever it is. And we are, with that love, we can do anything. And you said it. Really. So that's beautiful. Since we have come to that part of the fellowship that we would like to have manifestation, I would actually...
Is Sherry there? Did you please give her a chance again, Carl Morton?
Sorry, who? Ted?
Sherry or Ted? They might still be available. They might have just not been...
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, perfect. I will stand on one foot, and I'll so you all can hear me. Thank you for being so patient with me. I've had a lot to do today. We got home late last night, and so we're planning a birthday party for Ted on Saturday. But anyway, I just wanted to really just share my heart and be so humbly grateful for the amazing time we had together in South Carolina. I just, you know, it's going to take time to process this, and how God truly called Ted and I out to do this. And this is, you know, the beginning, the next level, leveling up with God of where are we going to take what we've just learned and all this great love and fellowship, and where are we going to take it with God? What are we going to do with it? And Ted and I talked a lot on the way home. You know, we definitely set goals with God, and they are on our refrigerator. And now we are not only have set those goals, we are expecting them to come to fruition very quickly, very, very quickly. And watching God work with the two of us to be able to move forward and walk out on what he's given us has been a tremendous opportunity. We are humbly blessed and very honored to have been able to do this, and definitely definitely look forward to doing it again. As some of you may know, Brad Lorien and Ruben and Nozomi are coming up to Colorado in July. And again, everybody is welcome. Everybody. I would love to do this again. We will be hosting at our house here in Colorado, but it would be such an honor and a privilege again to have you all the family here together. How God pulls us from all ends of the world to come together and to celebrate life. And that's really what this last week for me was, is just celebrating a great life that God has given us through his son, Jesus Christ, and that we stand up and we appreciate it and we walk out on this great gift we've been given. So thank you guys all again. Thank you guys that were not there physically, but that you continue to pray for us, supporting us, which is just as big. It really, really is. It's just as big. So I look forward to our son. He said he would love to do it. Let us use his house again. Thank you guys for taking such good care of his home. And it was a pleasure and honor. I love you guys so much. I'm kind of tired right now. We didn't get home, like I said, till 4 o'clock last night, but God, all the way. I don't know if you heard me talk about the highways being closed before we got here. Massive accidents, just like when we went down there, it was snowing. God was involved in every single step. He was going before us in everything we did, from planning the meals to even getting rid of the trash at my son's house. God just led the whole thing. And the reason he did is because of how his son has given us so much. But I stepped back and let him lead a lot. But I've also learned a lot about how much more I personally need to step back and let God go. So those are that's one of my main goals now, is to step back and let God lead. God is at the helm of this. And by doing that, it means that we can give physically, spiritually, and financially so much more, because we have been given everything, absolutely everything. God has provided it to us on a golden platter. All we have to do is to go out and get it. And then how we digest it and how we use it is up to us. But I'm very excited to be moving forward. So, guys, I love you so much. And nobody even needs to tell me if they're going to show up in July. If you come up, you're all welcome to be here. And we'll just continue to walk in love and serve each other. So thank you. I love you guys. Have a great evening. Love you.
Love you, Shell. Brilliant.
Thank you.
Lots thank of you. Love. Thank you. And also love to Ted. That's beautiful.
Also.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you too. Yeah. And now I would like to ask whoever is inspired to manifest. I mean, we have been listening to God's word all evening. Still, it's great to have manifestations, regular manifestations. So whoever would like to do so, to unmute your microphone and just go for it as you are inspired. So,
Carmoth, I would love to. Yes, I would
really enjoy it. Thank you. Oh, my precious, precious, precious children. My love for you has grown each and every day as I watch you manifest what I have given you to walk out in. My little precious children, come unto me, cleave unto me, and here you will find the peace, the love, everything you need to glow and grow. I love you guys so very much.
Thank you. Thank you, God. And, well, I'll go for it. Know for the truth, my beloved ones, that I'm always there for you. I'm with you. I'm inside of you. And I'm walking in front of you. Hold my hand, which I have given out to you. And let me lead you through life, because I know the path. And I know where the safe path is. So look to me always in every situation, knowing that you can be safe and sound and at good comfort as you walk with me, because I do love you. And Van Patterson, you are unmuted. Please go for it.
Vasana ushni lakatasni isnine kudushnini isnine apatasna ushishi asi ala kotushni na pasa isni ikasisis na katushni. For yea, I am your heavenly Father, and I do love you. I love you tenderly. I am protecting you and guarding you. Continue to walk to me. Continue to look to me. Can continue to confess the things that I have put in you through the completed work of my Son. My Son has done it all. You need to rest, relax. Know that I am your Father. Know that I will guard you and guide you. And I know all the desires in your heart. So trust in me.
Under Fetekon Sepata Puruklun, Sepata Puruklun, Stakata Fetapuruklun, Stakata Ada Fetapurukun, Fetekanata. Children, you continue to walk. It brings me great joy. It fills my heart with joy to see you, and it is my good pleasure. Walking in the way that you are walking now, continue to move forward, and I will give you the inspiration each and every day. So follow me and continue in this walk.
How beautiful. Lawrence, are you there? Can I ask you, please, to close us off with a word of prayer, sir?
Well, Heavenly Father, we thank you for your love and your goodness and your kindness. We thank you that you brought us all together in this day and time, that we can stand with you and we can walk with you and talk for you. And that, Father, that we can fellowship also together in this wonderful way that you've called us. And thank you that you build your vision and desires within our hearts, and knowing that as we keep you first in that, you give us the desires of our hearts, what we want. Thank you for your love and your direction. Thank you for your protection. Thank you for building the things that we've already built upon. Thank you that you're building your church, so to speak, Father, and except the Lord build the house, we labor in vain. Except the Lord watch the city, the watchman waketh but in vain. So we know it's not by our might or by our power, but it's by your Spirit. Thank you for help and strength for everyone. Thank you for blessing everyone's financial situations. Thank you for all the honoring, God, that's been done and will continue to be done, that you multiply every seed sown, Father, increase the fruits of our righteousness and cause all grace to abound towards us and cause us to abound to every good work. Thank you that you are our sufficiency in all things, and we're not sufficient of ourselves to think anything in or of ourselves, Father, but you are our sufficiency, and that you are faithful to supply all of our needs, Father, in every area, according to your glorious riches by Christ Jesus. Thank you for this wonderful life that we got hope, and that, you know, Father, that we can live and enjoy this life no matter what's going on, because we can come to you and we can expect from you, and that you are faithful and you are true. And so is your Son. And I thank you, Father, that your Spirit dwells in us and powerfully, and that you're causing us to be fruitful in each and every situation. Continue to open up the doors. Continue to send the laborers. Continue to build our faith and excitement in day-by-day living, as well as the vision for a word over the world, Father, where we are and beyond. So I just thank you for opening up those doors and sending those laborers thick and fast, God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. You still there, Colin?
Yes, I just had problems with my unmuting. Yeah, thank you, Lawrence. Thank you. And thank you, everyone. And
no problem.
Look at this.
You know that, Carl Morton. So the funny thing about the Lawrence was that I thought she was just being a pain in the ass, but she was actually looking for a one-on-one.
Oh, no, this is so funny because I went everywhere. Lawrence said when he got there, you need to pursue me. He goes, I'm going to go upstairs and I'm going to look and see who pursues me. So I pursued him and he would be in the bathroom or he would be on the phone or he would be whatever. And like for a week, I was like, Lawrence. And he was like, I'm on the phone, Bambi. Lawrence, I'm in the bathroom, Bambi. Lawrence, Bambi, I'm getting dressed. And like a weekend, I was like, Lawrence, I have not been able to connect with you one time. He goes, oh, you're looking for a one-on-one. And I was like, well, you said to pursue you. And he thought I was messing with him the whole week.
Well, see, this goes to show
that
God's the boss, not us.
That's it.
He's the spiritual one.
And plus, I got to annoy him, so it was also kind of funny.
It was funny. We did have fun.
That is fun.
And they loved my Hugh Hefner pajamas.
Oh, that was ridiculous. Ridiculous. Kim's got a great sense of humor. Carl, you haven't seen these. I have got some photos to send you, sir. They are
sick. Yeah, please do.
I walked in. Sure. Would you say, Van?
I'm getting a set for sure.
Oh, no. I walked in and I was like, what is that? What is going on? What? Yeah. Silk pajamas, short, bright red.
Mm-hmm. Very short.
They're remarkable.
Yeah, no, I'm wearing the crap. That's the only pair Kim put in there. I got many different colours. She just put the red pair in there. So everyone says, oh, it's Hugh Hefner. Someone come up with that.
That was me. I was like, because I asked Ethel. I was like, what's this Hugh Hefner themed? We see to get him a silk robe. Yeah.
I would like that in the blue colour, Laura. So.
Yeah, I got them in the blue. They're really nice.
Good.
And champagne colour's good.
I'll go for the champagne.
But she packed the red. She packed the red.
Yeah,
she packed the red. And I she packed the red.
What's that?
I said, look at you and Brenda, a matching pair.
Well, I'm not sure I can pull that off, but I mean, I'm definitely getting the blue.
My phone might die in a minute. And I haven't got no charge.
Okay.
My charge is in the car. Okay.
Oh,
in the suitcase, so my phone might die, just to let you know.
Yeah. Okay.
I love you guys. Thank you again.
Love you guys.
For sharing. Love you, and looking forward to each and every one of you. Good night.
God bless you. Love you, Sharon. God bless.
God bless.
Everyone. Bless you.
Good night,
Good night,
friend.
Marie,
Jesus.
El Gusto
es mío. Oh, yes, I need to get the charger. God bless.
All right. Love you.
Good night. God bless.
Good night. Love you guys. God bless.
Bye.
Oh. Here we are.
Oh, dear. What bloody going on here, motherfucker?
Such adorable. Love you guys. Have a good night.
Sorry, love you guys.
Love you. God bless you.
Hi, Jason.
God bless you, Jay.